as it always is. The Green Jackets back-to-back wins, the offense having woken up from a cold start to the series. Last night, a 5-1 defeat of the Crawdads, and each team has picked up a pair of wins with two games to play in this six-game set. A win tonight means Augusta could at worst split the series. They did not win a single series on the road outright last year. So grabbing a pair to finish off the weekend and take what would then be a momentous four-game winning streak into the series with the Myrtle Beach Pelicans, who are really hitting the ball well this year, would be absolutely impeccable in the eyes of Winston Sawyer. Tonight, the Green Jackets, in front of almost certainly the largest non-Education Day crowd of the week for the Hickory Crawdads here at LP France Stadium, will try to knock off Anudis Mejia in his first start of the season. Very volatile right-hander, Mejia, a lot of strikeouts and a lot of walks, over a walk per inning in his professional career. Dealt with a handful of injuries last year, kept him sidelined for the first half of the season. This will be his second outing against Augusta and first start after coming out of the pen for the Down East Wood Ducks last year. The Green Jackets will send Raven Antonio to the hill for his 2025 debut. Really strong 19-year-old, still looking to put it all together. Low strikeout numbers, but he pitches to contact well, and he'll have Logan Samuels behind him, who was almost perfect in five innings in his first start of the year over the previous weekend. Pitching has carried Augusta the last two ball games, while the offense has done exactly as much as needed to get themselves back-to-back wins. On Thursday evening, it was Owen Hackman turning in a gem of a start. 5 1/3, 2 hits, just 1 unearned run allowed. That was the only run scored in the ball game for the Crawdads as they fell that ball game in a game of 4-2. Last night, continuing the trend, the combination of Brett Sears out of the bullpen and Ethan Bagwell, the starter, limited the Crawdad offense once again. Sears picked up his first professional win. He's now gone 6 2/3 over two pro outings with 10 strikeouts and has yet to allow an earned run. Augusta's pitching, especially the rotation that continues to turn side to side and has almost an excess of acceptable arms, has been the focal point. The offense, as we mentioned, starting to have some good showings, back-to-back good ball games. And today, for the first time all series, the Green Jackets were able to take on-field batting practice. It rained yesterday and the day before early on enough that we could not get on the field. Wednesday, an 11 a.m. start. Nobody was going to take live BP at 8:30 in the morning. And getting into town on Tuesday, the field was still too wet from the previous morning in the eyes of the Crawdad grounds crew to allow on-field activities by the visiting side. So Augusta gets a bit more preparation on the field, and we'll see if it translates to the offense. Last night it was the bottom of the order. We talked right at the beginning of the broadcast yesterday about how Augusta, in order to get a win, needed the bottom three in the order to come up huge. It was Gachetti, Glad, and Guerra yesterday. And come up big, exactly what they did. Matt Gachetti gets his first career three-hit ball game, went 3 for 4, 2 doubles, and 2 driven in, while also throwing out a runner behind the plate. Very good game for Gachetti. And then down in the ninth spot, Mason Guerra grabbed his first professional home run into the teeth of the breeze out to left field to make it a 5-1 ball game and an insurmountable lead for Hickory. Tonight, beautiful when you look skyward. Sun creeping over the outfield, barely a cloud in the sky save for out behind the left field tree line. But don't take a look at that thermometer. It says 57. First pitch about 10 minutes away, if that. But it feels like 49, and it's only going to get dropping and dropping and dropping. Wind gusts north of 20 miles an hour on the horizon, blowing straight in from left field. Each team only has one home run this week. Both came yesterday. Left-hander Wadi Mendez cleared the ball to the pole side for Hickory, and Augusta had the aforementioned Guerra shot. If a right-hander wants to go skyward today, they're going to really have to put their back into it. 332 to both corners, 400 to dead center. The power alleys play rather large here at LP France Stadium, but that wind blowing in makes it even more difficult. Both these squads have plenty of left-handed power options. The Crawdads are arguably the most left-handed focused roster in minor league baseball. Them and the Lynchburg Hillcats of last year, just incredibly southpaw dominated. Hickory only three righties in the lineup, going with five left-handers and one switch hitter. So Raven Antonio, who has relatively similar numbers between right and left-handed opposition, will look to go to work. We don't know exactly how much to expect in terms of a pitch count for Raven Antonio, but the goal would be three or four innings for him, then hand the ball over to Logan Samuels, who went five innings on 50 pitches Sunday, and then see who's left in the bullpen. Both bullpens are much more well-rested than they were yesterday, as Sears gave the bullpen four scoreless innings, and on the other side, a heck of an effort for Thomas Ireland. After Mason Molina threw 3 2/3 as the starter, Ireland went four innings, two hits and only one run, and the run was left inherited to Eric Loomis, who gave up the two-run shot and forced a run to be charged to Thomas Ireland. There are still two arms we haven't seen for the Crawdads, Angel Anasco and Ismael Agreda. Have to expect to see one or both of those tonight. Augusta back over 500, 4-3 early on. We look at the Cintas standings board very quickly as we get rapidly closer to first pitch here at the France. Up in the North Division, everybody got rained out but one yesterday. Carolina was already in first place at 5-1. Then they won a 12-inning affair against the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. So the Mudcats at 6-1 have the best record in the Carolina League. A lot of good talent on that roster, including Josh Adamczewski and Jesus Made, the 18-year-old phenom for the Brewers. Salem at 4-2, a game and a half back. Delmarva and Lynchburg each at 3-3 in the North. All looking up at Carolina and all five teams that are below the Mudcats playing doubleheaders today to try to get back the games that were rained out up north yesterday. In the South, as it so often is, a very tight race. Augusta, Columbia, Hickory, and Myrtle Beach, all at 4-3. Everybody fighting for that top spot. Kannapolis got rained out yesterday, but they're 3-3, so only a half game behind. And then Charleston got their first win of the season yesterday, 1-6. The River Dogs, perpetually a second-half team, but don't count them out just yet. Good color battle on the field today. The Green Jackets, for the third consecutive night, looking for their third consecutive win in their green alternate jerseys. Debuted for the first time on opening weekend, got the Sunday nod. And not only has Augusta found success in the jerseys, they look very good both on and off field. A great idea from the marketing and merchandise department of Augusta. On the other side, Hickory's back in their home reds with the black outline and numbering. Red and black, the original coloring of the Crawdads before they added in blue as a secondary. But we have the makings of a color rush game tonight. And we now are just about ready for first pitch. In 90 seconds, we'll be back on the broadcast here. And we will have first pitch and lineups as the Green Jackets take on the Crawdads on a chilly Sunday evening.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. Get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. Plus bundle internet 300 with YouTube TV for just $92.99 per month for 12 months with autopay and paperless billing. Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet 300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Hey folks, with the 2025 season beginning here in Augusta, it's the perfect time to check out all the new offerings at the Hive Pro Shop this year. We've got a variety of new hats, co-branded apparel with Jordan, Champion, and Peter Millar, and of course, the all-new Augusta Azaleas merch. The Hive Pro Shop is open daily 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. plus game day hours. And of course, you can always shop online at www.hiveproshop.com. Don't miss out.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. greenjacketsbaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit greenjacketsbaseball.com for more.
Ready for some baseball here at LP France Stadium on the Green Jacket Baseball Network. My name is Noah Adcock-Cowith. Fired up to be with you on a chilly Saturday night in Hickory. 57 degrees right now, feels like 49 with winds north of 20 miles an hour. But the Green Jackets and Crawdads will soldier through the cold, and each looking to grab their third win in five tries. Augusta, 5-1 win yesterday. Matt Gassetti and Mason Guerra handled most of the offense, while Ethan Bagwell, Brett Sears, and Jorge Juan combined to give up just one run. That came on a solo shot from Wadi Mendez for Hickory. The Green Jackets back in the green uniforms continue to rotate. A bit more of a balanced lineup today than yesterday's, which had four straight lefties and then five straight righties. John Heel back in the leadoff spot playing short. Eric Hartman out in left. Nick Montgomery behind the plate got his first day off of the season yesterday. Isaiah Drake, Colby Jones, and Carlos Monteverde go 4-5-6. Luis Sanchez playing third. Matt Gassetti's DHing for the first time this year in the eighth spot. And Jake Steeles in his third game of the year rounds out the order for manager Winston Sawyer. On the mound for the Hickory Crawdads, 21-year-old right-hander out of Puerto Plata in the Dominican Republic, Anudis Mejia, making his second appearance of the season and first start in a Crawdads uniform. The righty for Hickory on Saturday evening against the Kannapolis Cannonballers came out of the bullpen. Two innings, just one hit and four strikeouts, but he also walked three and allowed three earned runs. Walks have been Mejia's problem for as long as he's been a professional baseball player. In his career, 45 innings, 48 walks, and 63 strikeouts. Mejia will miss bats, especially with his secondary pitches, as a great slider that he uses right on right primarily. But have to be a bit patient if you're against Anudis Mejia. We'll see how patient John Heel can be as he takes the first pitch for a fastball called a strike. 7:04 start time today. John Heel 2-for-13 in the series, played all but one game. Cranks the first pitch he sees deep out to left field, but into the wind. Maxton Martin to his left makes the catch in front of the warning track. Looked like Heel just missed the barrel on that one. Breeze cresting and falling up and down, just depending on the batter and the moment. But a leadoff out recorded by Anudis Mejia. Eric Hartman will check in looking for his first hit of the series. Fastball high, 1-0. Mejia works out of the windup against the lefty, first he sees today. Nothing but fastballs so far at 92. 1-0 to Hartman, just below the knees with that sinking fastball. J.C. Reed is your home plate umpire. Elena Giorgio's out in the field, two-person crew, as it always is in the Carolina League. 2-0 from Mejia. He twists and deals and goes to the off-speed for the first time. Tight slider in on the hands, and Hartman was fooled. 2-1. That's Mejia's best go-to. Target outside. Goes to the breaking ball again, and Hartman takes it for a called strike on the outside corner. Mejia working quickly as soon as he gets back on that rubber. Gets the sign. Now coming home. 2-2 misses around the belt line of Hartman. Eric Hartman, a walk and a hit by pitch already this series. Been on base a couple times and stolen two bags. He's run the count full on Anudis Mejia. Payoff. Breaking ball. Too far upstairs. Ball four. That's a great presentation behind the plate from Jesus Lopez, but it does not get the call. Hartman works his second walk in as many nights, and he's the first Green Jacket base runner. Puts Mejia in the stretch. The rest of the defense for the Hickory Crawdads: Martin Pollard and Cabrera across the outfield. Chandler Pollard in center, a rare occasion for the shortstop. Nick Montgomery waiting for Mejia's first pitch. But there will be a pickoff before that comes. Parrish at third, Marquez at short with Pollard in center. Macias at second, Guerrero back at first. And Jesus Lopez catching. Nick Montgomery's first day off of the year was yesterday. Back in the lineup, the first pitch is a called strike with the slider. Nick, 2-for-11 on the series, got his first multi-hit game of his young career on Thursday. Went 2-for-4 with a walk on 3 times. No balls and a strike. Hartman a very short lead. Not going anywhere. Slider is way off in the left-handed batter's box. Quick reactions from Lopez. He's able to snare it rather than watching it drift by. It's not an overly deep backstop here at LP Franz Stadium, but it does have some kick to it. Montgomery under the high fastball, 1-2. If something gets by quickly on your catcher, there's a chance it ricochets and you still have a play somewhere. Ball and 2 strikes on Montgomery. Curveball too far outside. That pitch a bit more depth than the short slider we've seen. It was also 78 miles an hour compared to the slider that was 83-85 so far. Have yet to see a change from Mejia. 2 balls and 2 strikes on Nick Montgomery. The pitch. Ball 3. Fastball low and out. Saw Hartman shuffling a little bit extra into his secondary there. Still trying to get a read. Outfield pitches themselves straight up and shallow in right and center. Infield to the pole side. 3-2. Mejia to Montgomery. Strike 3. Swing and a miss. It's tipped into the mitt. First punch out of the night for Anudis Mejia. From walk to strikeout, those are his 2 favorites. We talk about 3 true outcome hitters quite frequently in baseball. You don't as much hear about the 2 true outcomes of a pitcher like this. Isaiah Drake batting for the first time, the cleanup man for the second game in a row. Multi-hit day yesterday. Also was caught stealing for the first time. Inside ball 1. Isaiah hitting .412 in the early aughts of the year. It is a very small sample size, so you take everything good and bad with a grain of salt. But it certainly feels good to see him get off to a quick beginning. Hartman started dancing back and forth at first. Mejia wisely picks over, recognizing the activity. Mejia's fallen behind the last couple hitters. Let Hartman free, but did punch out Montgomery in the end. Down 1-0 on Drake. Inside corner, it runs back to the edge, evening the count. 16 pitches, 8 balls and 8 strikes for Anudis Mejia in his first start of the year. Walked 4 last time out. He walked 3 against Augusta in 2 innings last year. 1-1. Curveball. Gets a late call of strike from J.C. Reed. Thought about it a little bit. And it was right on that outside edge. It's the right call, and now Drake's behind 1-2. Mejia looking for a hitless top of the first. Trying to strand Hartman at first after a 1-out walk. And time is called. Isaiah Drake uses his lone allotted timeout. Adjusts the pink and white batting gloves. And he'll step back in on the left side. Infield nearly entirely in shadow. Outfield still sunny. 1-2 from Mejia. Strike 3. Got him to chase. Curveball and Isaiah goes fishing. Back-to-back strikeouts for Mejia. He strands a man. And it's Raven Antonio's 2025 debut when we come back to LP Franz Stadium.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Green Jacket fans, every Thursday at SRP Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Busch Light and Pabst Blue Ribbon. Fans 21 and older can enjoy $2, $4, and $6 drink specials during every Thursday home game. 12-ounce PBR and Busch Light is just $2 until last call, and you can enjoy $4 16-ounce drafts and $6 32-ounce drafts from 6 to 8 p.m. Get your tickets at the box office or at greenjacketsbaseball.com now to enjoy this great deal. Crawdads shut down the Green Jackets in the top half, looking for some offense of their own in the bottom. Jeremy Cabrera will lead off with Maxton Martin and Jesus Lopez behind him. Rafe Parrish at the cleanup spot, Pablo Guerrero, Antonis Macias, and Chandler Pollard 5-6-7, with Wadi Mendez and Luis Marquez rounding out the order for the second straight night. It's almost complete as an A lineup for Carlos Maldonado. And the man who stares them down, 19-year-old righty Raven Antonio in his 2025 debut. 5 games and 4 starts with Augusta last year. He begins with Jeremy Cabrera, and the fastball's outside at 93. Raven just turned 19 in March out of San Andres, Colombia. Lot of ways to go for the righty. In on the hands, 2-0. Raven's best outing of his career came against the Rangers single-A affiliate of yesteryear, the Down East Wood Ducks, to end the season 2-0. Outside ball 3. 3 straight fastballs and 3 straight misses to begin Antonio's season. Raven went 6 innings, allowed 1 unearned run, and that's it against Down East last year to finish off his campaign. The 3-0 is ball 4. A 4-pitch walk to the speedy right fielder Cabrera. Not what Antonio had in mind. Raven will walk a few batters. He did show that more in Augusta than he had in either the DSL or FCL. But last year he was just 18. It was only his second pro season. And so there's still plenty of youth. Maxton Martin from the left side pulls underneath the fastball. Came in at 92. Martin, even with an 0-for-4 day yesterday, still tearing the cover off the ball, both against the Green Jackets and across the season as a whole. 355 on the year. Antonio picks over to check on Cabrera. He's back in just ahead of the tag. Martin is 8-for-18 this week. 5 of his 10 outs have been strikeouts. He's also driven in 3. Leads the team in RBIs with 9. 0-1 fastball is skied out of play. Up and on to the second concourse here at the Franz. Lower bowl, then a concrete walkway. A few rows of upper deck. And then that backs into both the press box and then the true concourse where the souvenir stand and all the concession stands are. 0-2 to Martin. Inside nearly hit Maxton Martin with the split change. More and more young arms in Atlanta's organization have gone to the splitter rather than an old-school changeup or even a circle change. Lowers the spin rate. Can be a bit tougher to pick up. Raven picks over again. That's 2 disengagements. Again, close but unsuccessful. And we'll see if Cabrera wants to try to go now that he has the advantage. Cabrera's 2-for-2 stealing this season. He has not attempted a steal against Augusta. 1-2, slider hammered deep out to right field. Steele's going back, and it is over his head and off the wall. Throw comes into second. The tag is applied just late. Cabrera had to hold up. He stops at third base. But there's two men aboard before Antonio pulls his first out. That ball was cracked, hanging slider, middle. And it hopped right off the Mountain Dew sign, embedded into the padding in right field. Very hot start for the Crawdads tonight. A walk, a double, and they've got two in scoring position with nobody down for Jesus Lopez. Lopez 1-for-7 in two games this series, 1-for-14 overall. Sanchez playing in at third. Monteverde, the first baseman, still plays back along with the rest of the infield. Antonio out of the stretch, first pitch. Popped up behind third base. Sanchez gets to the wall and runs out of room. It's into the bushes. Rest of the Green Jacket defense with Sanchez and Monteverde on the corners. It's Heel and Jones up the middle turning two. Hartman in left, Drake in center, Jake Steele's in right, and Nick Montgomery catching. That was the hardest pitch of the night for Raven Antonio at 95. And whenever you watch Raven throw, you get the feeling that there is more velocity to be found. He's been sitting so far 92, 93, got up to 95, and he will sit 90 to 92 once the fatigue sets in. At least if last year was an indicator. 1-1, tips the fastball into the mitt. Lopez went chasing 94 around his nose. Antonio is listed at 6'1", 190. That's the weight that and height that he was when he signed out of Venezuela in 2023, shortly after his 17th birthday. The 1-2, just off the outside corner with the fastball. There's 96. But Raven Antonio outpaces both of those measurements quite healthily. A big, strong arm with a ton of strength, especially in his lower half. 2-2. Swatted into shallow left field, hooking away and in front of the fielder Hartman. One run score, scooting into second goes Lopez, an RBI double. Three straight men reach and an early lead for the Crawdads. Ball just kept carrying out and away from Eric Hartman. It falls safely. Martin had to hold up, so he stopped at third. But Lopez picks up his second RBI, and three batters in, pitching coordinator Bo Henning is going out to speak with Raven Antonio and Nick Montgomery. Just a couple misses in the meaty part of the zone. Hanging slider to Martin. That one a fastball up that didn't get up enough. Sat in the upper third of the plate, but also caught right down the center. And Lopez, although he was a little bit late, was still able to slice it for an extra base hit. Here's the switch hitting third baseman, Rafe Parrish. Infield is back all the way around. Parrish takes inside with the splitter. Antonio has never been a big strikeout pitcher. He struck out less than six batters per nine innings last year. Had higher numbers in Augusta, however. 1-0, splitter, drop to the knees. Or that was actually the slider, beg your pardon. An inauspicious start for Raven Antonio. And far from out of the woods yet, Hickory looking to make this a big inning. 1-1, slider, strike two. Same pitch, same call. Breaking ball at the knees, Parrish freezes on them both, and he's behind, 1-2. Wind has shifted slightly now going more left to right. Slider out to right center field. Steals underneath it. He makes the catch. Throw to the cutoff man, Jones. They'll go to third. And it's not in time. Sack fly for Parrish. Lopez advances 90 feet as well. And the first out of the game for the Crawdads still makes it a 2-0 game. Third straight slider, same exact place in all three. Nearly identical triplets. And Parrish picks up his sixth ribby already. 2-0 man at third for Pablo Guerrero. First right-hander that Antonio will face. Slider fouled straight back out of play. Antonio is at 17 pitches with just one out recorded. We saw Luke Sinard's first outing of the year come to a very quick end on Tuesday. Slider skied out to left field. Hartman lining up, charging in. He makes the catch. Thought it was three outs. Didn't realize he had a runner. Tagging, and there's no play at the plate. Eric Hartman thought that was out number three. He just came jogging into the infield. And Lopez is able to score sliding feet first. It would have been a close play. Lopez got a great jump off of third. Hartman has a solid arm, but he didn't get to show it off there. Sac fly for Guerrero. 3-0 is the score. Crawdads get a big inning right off the jump. Here's Antonis Macias. Two out, nobody on. He tries to drop a bunt down, and it got a piece of Montgomery. Fouled off the body of the catcher, and he'll take a little walk. Shadows continue to be cast, putting an even deeper chill in the air. The sun was the only thing warming these many patrons today. It's already going by the wayside, 0-1. Off speed outside. A few slits of sunlight still dancing across right field and the deepest parts of straightaway center. Everywhere else in the shade, 1-1. Slider on the outside corner. The slider has been the best pitch to lefty so far for Antonio. Sits in the mid to upper eights. And he has a good feel for it on both sides of the dish. 1-2. Outside. Fastball sitting firmly at 94 there. Been up to 96 for Raven. But a walk and two doubles. All three men have scored. Macias goes down swinging, and that closes out the first. Three runs for Hickory, RBIs for Lopez, Parrish, and Guerrero. And we move on to the second with Augusta looking to crack open on Mejia early on.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PremWorx.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Green Jackets did not muster a hit in inning number one against Anudis Mejia. Worked a walk and struck out twice. And now Mejia throws with a 3-0 lead. A triad of runs put up by the Crawdads in the bottom half of inning number one. Augusta looking to get at least one of those back here. And it's Colby Jones starting off the second. Mejia from the windup begins with a fastball outside. Heater comes in looking a bit firmer than the 91-92 it is for Anudis Mejia. Gets on you rather quickly, but he yanks it to the glove side once more. Two balls and no strikes. Colby got a day off yesterday. It was his first of the season. Same can be said of Nick Montgomery. Jones looking for his first hit of the week. 2-0, outside corner with the slider. Curveball and slider both working early on for Anudis Mejia. Still trying to find the fastball command. 2-1 to Jones. Softly bounced out to shortstop. First chance for Marquez, and he throws on the run in time. Colby made it close, but Jones is out by a half step. Leadoff man retired for the first out of the second. Jones was looking for his first hit. You could say the same about Carlos Monteverde. But the difference, Monteverde has been on base three times via the walk and also has an RBI. First pitch to the left-hander, inside around the jersey. So every fastball this inning has missed, and it has missed to the glove side for Mejia. Looking to settle in his first start of 2025. Check swing on the breaking ball. Appeal to first. Elena Giorgio says that Monteverde did not go. Carlos, 118 on the year. Such a small sample size, almost doesn't even feel worth listing out those numbers. Another breaking ball around the shoestrings. That was the curve rather than the slider. A lot of guys still working to get off the schneid early on. 3-0. Monteverde taking all the way. Sees a fastball thigh high. Bottom of the order got going last night. See what Monteverde has. Strike two looking. Hasn't swung the bat on five consecutive pitches. And it's three balls and two strikes. Mejia coming home upstairs. First hit's going to have to wait, but Monteverde stays patient. Seven walks now in six games played. Back-to-back frames with a free pass from Manunis Mejia. Both have come with one out. Augusta looking to turn that one into something with Luis Sanchez at the plate. He's had a great season so far. Couple RBIs on the week, three walks as well. Fastball low and away. If it wasn't cold already, the closer we get to nightfall, the closer it will. And the colder it'll get. Everybody in sleeves across the diamond, save for the second baseman, Macias. 1-0 to Sanchez. Too far inside up near the green jersey with the forward-facing Angry Bug alternate logo on the left chest. Black helmets over gray pants and gray undershirts for both Monteverde and Sanchez. Pick over to check on Monteverde. Carlos, not a stolen base threat. He's back in standing. Of course, all helmets this year as part of Major and Minor League Baseball's brand deal with Strauss have the Strauss logo on them on one side or the other. 2-0 slider away. Those Strauss band pads first debuted in the playoffs at the Major League level for 2024, and they've made their way all the way down the rungs of the minor leagues. Sanchez ahead 3-0. Monteverde shuffles off of first. Mejia from the stretch. Strike one, right at the knees. Sanchez was stepping out of the box almost as soon as Mejia let go. Took one big step backwards. The clearest indication he had a red light. See what he's got here. Black glove high for Anudis Mejia. The kick and the pitch. Ball four, low and away. Anudis Mejia has walked three men out of the first seven he's faced. And that comes after having walked three in two innings last game. Green Jackets have not played much quick baseball so far this year. They've drawn a lot of walks. There's been a lot of pitching changes, deep counts, lots of strikeouts, some walks of their own on the pitching side. The loss on Saturday, the previous Saturday, to the Columbia Fireflies went 2 hours and 5 minutes. Every other game since has been 2.5 hours or more. For an Augusta team that averaged just about 215, maybe a little bit below, across 129 games last year. Two men aboard with one out for Matt Gassetti. All three base runners for Augusta have been walked so far. Gassetti takes the slider too far down. There's no one true location that Mejia is missing with everything. Fastball is missed out to the glove side more than anything else. But he'll overcorrect and run it in or up. Gassetti awaits the 1-0. Big swing on the slider. Pulled the head off to even the count. That one was buried below the knees. Matt got a little bit overexcited coming off his first three-hit game as a pro. Hard to blame him for wanting to be aggressive, but he'll have to reel it in against the consistently erratic Mejia. Time is called. It's a pitch timer violation. Mejia never picked up the clock. It's 2-1. He was just coming set and looking at second base by the time the clock hit zero. Monteverde at second, lightly held on by Macias. Nobody near Sanchez at first. 2-1. Slider down the left field line. Fair ball. It tucks inside the corner. Monteverde will score. Sanchez stops at third. It's an RBI double for Matt Gassetti. Gassetti keeps swinging the hot bat, and the Green Jackets do get a run back. It's 3-1. Front door slider from Mejia, and Gassetti able to quickly turn the hips and spray the hands through the zone. He's been living down the left field line. Three doubles in his last five ABs, and three RBIs too. Second and third, one out for Jake Steele's his first at bat. Nine man in right field. He takes a called strike at the knees. Tied for the hardest pitch of the day for Mejia at 93. And already, a couple relievers beginning to stretch out in the bullpen. Tying run at second. The 0-1. Slider on the ground to second base. This will score Sanchez. Macias to first for the out. RBI ground ball for Jake Steeles. He picks up his first ribby of the year. Gassetti meandered on over to third as well. And so the Green Jackets have scored a pair, and John Heel will try to tie the ball game. Heel skied one out to left in his first at bat, just missed it. Was ran down at the warning track by Maxton Martin. First pitch from Mejia, and Heel's underneath the fastball at 94. Eyes lit up. It was just a bit above the letters. Heel at 18 years of age. Green Jackets trying to get him on base any way possible. John was 5-for-5 stealing in the first three games of the season. 0-1 outside with the slider. Since those five steals and since last Sunday, Heel is 2-for-14. He has not attempted a stolen base in that time. One was a double with a man in front of him. The other a single. He never got the chance to go. 1-1, target at the knees. Heel slices it up the middle. Pollard coming in, now drifting back. And the shortstop turned center fielder makes the play. But the Green Jackets get right back into the swing of things. Post two against Anudis Mejia. And it's a one-run game entering the bottom of the second.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in Upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
It's a 3-2.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. With WOW, you now get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for only $30 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet $300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearless.
Nothing late.
Second inning of action for Raven Antonio. 3-2 Crawdads middleway through. Chandler Pollard leading off the bottom of the second after the Crawdads scored three runs on two doubles and a walk back in their first frame. Pollard, Mendez, Marquez, 7-8-9 against Raven Antonio. First pitch fastball, a strike on the inside corner. Pollard hitting 216 this year, or 316 in fact. Would be nice if I could read my own handwriting. 0-1 to the center fielder. He chases in the dirt. Nothing in two. Pollard like heel before him. Get him on base. Wind him up and let him go. Pollard was caught yesterday for the second time. He's 5-for-7 stealing. 3-for-4 this week alone. No balls and two strikes. Raven from the windup. Slider. Swing and a miss. Antonio begins the second the same way he ended the first, with a strikeout. Green Jackets will certainly accept that. Now here's Wadi Mendez. Mendez had a solo homer yesterday, only home run of the week for the Crawdads so far. Mendez tips the slider back towards the netting, nothing and one. It's the first repeat jersey of the week for Hickory. They're wearing their home reds with Crawdads written in black, aerial style script across the front. 0-1 just below the knees. Raven really using that cut slider today more and more. Hasn't used the splitter as much after a couple early misses. 1-1, slider, fouled off of Montgomery. Crawdads had used all four uniform opportunities they had in the first four games of the series. Reds, baby blue alternates, black dads alternates, and then the Copa Llamas de Hickory from last night. Reds today and likely back to the blacks tomorrow. 1-2 to Mendez. Around the chin with 95, Wadi leans out of the way. That will wake you up. A fresh shave from Raven Antonio. And here comes the 2-2. Called strike three. Backdoor slider presented beautifully by Montgomery. Three straight strikeouts for Raven Antonio. Raven looking to go through the side in order. Luis Marquez steps in. Very nearly got hit himself. Couple misses high and tight on righties and lefties from Raven. 1-0 in on the hands and fouled back. Antonio tried to double up on the heater inside, thinking that Marquez might be lunging out over the plate still. And Marquez did in fact get jammed. Last righty in the order out of three. The 0-1 is bounced softly towards first base. Monteverde backhands it, takes it to the bag himself. A quick and necessary 1-2-3 inning for Raven Antonio. Crawdads 3, Green Jackets 2. You're listening on the Green Jacket Baseball Network.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. Get 1 gig internet with upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for just $60 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of Minor League Baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Eric Hartman begins the top of the third. Second look at Anudis Mejia with the Green Jackets trailing by one. First pitch fastball is too far upstairs to Hartman. who was the first of three walk victims in the first two innings against Anudis. Mejia shakes once, gets the sign he likes, comes in, and hits Hartman with a slider. Mejia shook off the fastball it looked like to get to the breaking ball, but yanked it into Hartman's shin right off the leg protector. And so Hartman's on for the second time. There is one change to the scoring from yesterday. We said that Hartman got hit with a 3-1 pitch and credited him with a hit by pitch. But upon further review, it's been changed to a walk. Ball did not get him. Nick Montgomery fires the fastball down the right field line. So it's Hartman's second hit by pitch of the series rather than his third. He's also walked twice, counting the first inning. Hartman's 3-of-3 stealing, has a bit of a big lead here. Mejia looks that way. Slide step, Montgomery bounces it right to the third baseman, Parrish. He goes to second for one, over to first, in time to double up Montgomery. A quick double play. 5-4-3 for the Crawdads, and the Green Jackets lose a little momentum. Hartman got himself on to start off, but after that, he's erased. Double plays have been a thorn in the side of both teams so far this series. Isaiah Drake bats now with nobody aboard and two away. First pitch from Mejia is a curveball for a called strike. Drake's seen a lot of those curveballs so far. Struck out swinging on one in his last at bat. The 0-1 from Mejia. Back to the curve and Drake back over top of it. Isaiah having to adjust here. Anudis Mejia seems to have his number. Mejia looking for the 1-2-3 inning would be his first. Deep breath from the windup. The pitch fouled off the mask of Lopez. Nearly knocked the catcher over. Raven Antonio went 1-2-3 with two strikeouts and a ground out in the bottom of the second. Mejia a chance to match him here. A hit by pitch and a double play so far. Still ahead 0-2 on the center fielder. Curveball bounced to the shortstop. Marquez waits back for it, throws high, and he threw it into the dugout. Fired it right into the camera well, and Isaiah will head to second base. Marquez knew he had to hurry with Drake running. And that will be an E6, first of the day on either team. Drake in scoring position now. Extends the inning for Colby Jones. The ground ball giveth and the ground ball taketh away. A double play and an E6 on back-to-back batters. Back out of the stretch, first pitch to Colby, bounces in with the fastball. Jones grounded out to short his last time up. And some of the best speed on the team with Isaiah Drake out at second. Pollard and Cabrera playing shallow. Deepest of the three is Martin. Drake on the move. Didn't get a good jump. Great throw to Lopez. Safe. Parrish didn't put the tag on. Drake went sliding way to the outside. Parrish, who was about a half step in front of the bag, made the catch, lunging for the ball, and couldn't get the tag on properly. Drake's now 4-of-5 on the season, 90 feet away from tying the game. 2-0 on Colby Jones. Mejia lifts and deals, curveball and a pretty one, taken for strike one. Jones does have one RBI this season. Came back on opening night as part of Colby's first three-hit game of his career. First full season for the 13th round pick. 2-1. Off the corner with a slider and gets a called strike from J.C. Reed. Right around the edge of the zone. Two strikes it would be too close to take, but not what Colby was looking for, 2-1. Now it's 2-2, and Jones enters defense mode. Mejia's delivery. Slider, a good one, but held up on by Jones. Low and away, Colby started the bat, but it did not threaten the zone. Isaiah Drake representing the tying run at third with two outs in the third inning. Crawdads leading 3-2. 3-2 also the count on Colby Jones. Carlos Monteverde's on deck. Here comes the payoff pitch. Ball four. Four walks and a hit by pitch in 2 2/3 for Anudis Mejia. Has not been able to help himself, but this inning, the only reason he's still going is because the defense did not help him out either. A two-out error committed by Luis Marquez keeps Mejia rolling, and he's at 55 pitches through less than three innings. Carlos Monteverde up for a second time. Bounces it to the right side, over the head of the first baseman, Macias, in the grass, makes the play. Took such a high bounce that Macias was able to run underneath it once it got past Guerrero, and he flips it to first in time to get the sub-power runner. Green Jackets put a man at third, but cannot bring him home, and Augusta still trailing halfway through the third.
At Wellstar, affiliated with Medical College of Georgia, you're not a number. Even if you are sitting in section 107,
looks back to second. The pitch.
Whether you're visiting our hospital,
down the line is going to get down for a base hit.
Offices in the Augusta
area. Maxton Martin gets to
Wellstar's all-star medical team always goes to bat for you. Our comprehensive approach to healthcare extends across our statewide network and beyond to care for every aspect of your well-being. We lead the way in healthcare with innovative technology and experienced providers to ensure you have the expertise you need close by. Whether it's preventative screenings or care for complex conditions, your health is in the right hands with the skilled team at Wellstar. Highly rated by fans like you. Wellstar. More than healthcare, people care.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
There we go!
And flying down the track. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. Greenjacketsbaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit greenjacketsbaseball.com for more.
Back to the top of the order for the Crawdads. Jeremy Cabrera, who began the day with a walk and a run scored, faces Raven Antonio for the second time and takes ball one too far high. Cabrera was one of three straight batters to reach to begin the game against Antonio, and all three scored. That's the lead for the Crawdads, 3-2. Cabrera late on the fastball, 1-1. Cabrera walked and then advanced to third on Maxton Martin's double off the fence. Jesus Lopez followed up with a double of his own. Fastball wide, 2-1. All Cabrera has seen so far has been fastballs. He walked on four straight in the first. Ahead 2-1 here. There's the first off-speed. It's a slider, but it misses the zone as well. Behind 3-1 on Cabrera. Out of the windup, high leg kick, fouled back. Hit off the facing of the awning beyond the upper deck and came clattering back into the lower bowl. Fans doing a full 360 trying to find the souvenir. Antonio's got the count full. The payoff popped up behind third base. Luis Sanchez into foul territory. Makes the play under the twilight. Pink and purple dotting the crowds and the clouds behind center field. Getting closer and closer to true darkness and true cold as well. Leadoff man put away. It's Maxton Martin now, who hammered a hanging slider off the fence in right. Missed his first home run at home by a matter of inches. Heater off the plate from Antonio came in at 96. Continues to hold his velocity. That's good to see for the Green Jackets. Too far inside to Martin, 2-0. If Antonio's going to live 92 to 94 and be able to reach back for 96, even on a cold night like tonight, bodes well for what the rest of the summer may look like. Martin strokes this one, a sliding stop. Jones knocks it down. Excuse me. He can't make the play. Maxton Martin is now 10 for 20 against the Green Jackets. That was a rocket, 104 out to second. Jones, a sliding attempt to stop it with his backhand. It did hit the glove, but at 104, the glove wasn't enough to purely stall the momentum. One on, one out for Jesus Lopez. First pitch swinging, pops it up on the infield. Montgomery doesn't see it. Sanchez does, and right next to the pitcher's mound, he makes the play. Sanchez and Heel both found it. The catcher Montgomery was still circling, trying to figure out where exactly that ball had gone. A tough one for him to find, but luckily his two infielders were in control. One on, two out for Rafe Parrish. Crawdads trying to add to their 3-2 lead here in the bottom of the third. Parrish, a sack fly his last time up. High fastball makes it 1-0. We appreciate you being with us here on the Green Jacket Baseball Network, spending your Saturday night listening to the sights and sounds of Carolina League Baseball. Or maybe just the sounds. 1-0 slider evens the count on the outside corner. Green Jacket infield pulled to the left-hand side. Second baseman Jones deep in the hole. Heels right up the middle as the shortstop. 1-1 to Parrish. Outside with the breaking ball. Antonio had a bit of a lengthy first inning, so he's at 46 pitches now through 2 2/3. There's nobody tossing yet. Logan Samuels is expected to go behind Raven. 2-1. Too far outside. Occasionally with runners aboard, we've seen Antonio rush, trying to mix up his timing. He barely comes set, hasn't been called for a balk, so he is coming set at least to some degree. But he's also then rushed the delivery, the arms dragged behind. Happened there, 3-1. Does not happen here as Parrish tips the fastball into the mitt. Three balls, two strikes, two outs, which means Maxton Martin will be off on the pitch. Jones and Heel relaying signs to themselves up the middle, making sure both know the right play to go is first base. Here comes the pitch. Ball four, high and away with the fastball. Second walk issued by Raven Antonio. He's also given up three hits and three runs with three strikeouts over the course of 2 2/3. All three strikeouts came in succession at the bottom of the order. Got Macias to end inning number one, then Pollard and Mendez to start off the second. Two on, two out for Pablo Guerrero. Popped up a sack fly in his previous AB. Was a very awkward sack fly as well, as Antonio steps off and uses his first disengagement. Eric Hartman came charging in, had momentum behind him with the runner Lopez at third. It was going to be a good play. First pitch slider popped away. Guerrero might have missed an opportunity there. That breaking ball stayed up. But Hartman did not realize that there was only one out in the inning. He made the catch thinking it was three and just came jogging in towards the infield until he realized his mistake when Lopez crossed the plate. Slider in, 1-1 on Guerrero. We've told you plenty of times, this is a young team. It's a very young group of position players. 1-1. Fastball out into shallow center field. Drake got a late break in, but it's Isaiah Drake. He can cover just about any amount of ground out there and does so with ease. Raven Antonio strands a pair. No runs, one hit, no errors. And it's 3-2 Crawdads after three.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You've gotta have good internet. Get upfront surprise free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. Plus bundle internet 300 with YouTube TV for just $92.99 per month for 12 months with auto pay and paperless billing. Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet $300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Hey folks, with the 2025 season beginning here in Augusta, it's the perfect time to check out all the new offerings at the Hive Pro Shop this year. We've got a variety of new hats, co-branded apparel with Jordan, Champion, and Peter Millar, and of course, the all-new Augusta Azaleas merch. The Hive Pro Shop is open daily 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. plus game day hours. And, of course, you can always shop online at www.hiveproshop.com. Don't miss out.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
New arm for the Crawdads. They go out and get Brock Porter out of the bullpen. Mejia's day is done. Three innings, two runs on just one hit allowed. Mejia walked four and struck out two. For Porter, it's his second appearance of the week. Also threw on Wednesday morning in the Education Day game. Did not allow a hit in an inning and two thirds. Two walks and a K in that time period for Porter. And Porter starts off with Luis Sanchez. He'll go 7-8-9. Sanchez, Gachetti, and Steals. Fastball begins the night for Porter too high, 1-0. Brock, originally a fourth-round pick in 2022 out of the Michigan high school ranks. Fastball outside 2-0. Came in with a lot of prospect pedigree and now looking to live up to all that billing. 2-0. Sanchez taking all the way, steps out, and takes a called strike. Cockeyed from the windup, Porter delivers outside. Three balls and a strike. Porter struck out four in two appearances so far this year, totaled 2 2/3 innings. Took a win and has not yet given up an earned run. Jackets looking to change that. 3-1 to Sanchez. He's late on the fastball at 93. Outside corner, and Sanchez pulled off. Good strong fastball. A little bit of sink at the bottom of the zone for Brock Porter. Spins it very well upstairs, too. 3-2. Line to the right side and over the head of the leaping second baseman, Macias. Luis Sanchez gets his first hit of the day. On for the second time, and the Green Jackets have a leadoff base runner. Back-to-back innings where Augusta's put the leadoff man on. Did so in the previous frame, but in that third inning, a double play off the bat of Montgomery took away Hartman's leadoff hit by pitch. Matt Gachetti, all of a sudden, swinging the bat very well. DHing tonight, had an RBI double his last time up. Takes a first pitch fastball, called a strike at the top of the zone. Was right at the letters, and Gachetti swung about 50% of the way. So could have been called really either direction. 0-1 from Porter. Bounced towards third base. Foul ball on a nice play by Parrish. He went leaping right up against the stripe. Fans give him a round of applause. But J.C. Reed was looking right down the line from home plate, and he called it foul rather quickly. Winston Sawyer, the manager, a few words of kindness to Parrish right next to him. Likely the last day we'll see Sawyer managing and coaching third. If last year was any indication, he liked to give his assistants free rein and a little bit of experience. Had Connor Justice coach third, who was usually a first base coach, every Sunday. 0-2 from Porter to Gachetti. Upstairs, ball one. Part of that was about getting Justice acclimated to coaching and making decisions, as Justice was in just his second year coaching overall and first year coaching in the pros. CJ is now working with the hitters and the infielders for the High A Rome Emperors. Porter picks over to check on Sanchez, unsuccessful. The role that Justice vacated is a man with a whole lot more life and baseball experience in Brad Stoll, who took the job after over two decades as the head coach in the Kansas high school ranks. Cassetti fouls it back. Stoley won a couple of state titles out there in Lawrence, Kansas. Also spent some time coaching in the Cape Cod League. So we'll see if he has third base tomorrow or not. Still 1-2 on Cassetti. Bounce back up the middle. Should be two. Macias goes the easy way to Marquez. Low throw dug out by Guerrero. Back-to-back innings with a leadoff base runner and then a subsequent double play. Hard hit against Porter, but unfortunately for Cassetti, it was barreled directly into the grass. And that's one if Cassetti elevates, could find a gap. Instead, two down with nobody aboard. Jake Steeles takes ball one. For Porter, it's his second season with Hickory. Was with them when they were the High A affiliate last year. Fouls it back 1-1. Only made 8 appearances overall. 3 of them came with Hickory, all as a starter. This is the first season that Porter's been used out of the bullpen. 1-1 to Steeles, in on the hands, and punched out of play. Porter looking to go 1-2-3 through the bottom of Augusta's order. Crawdad scored 3 in the bottom of the first, Augusta 2 in the top of the second. Both offense held in check since. Porter's 1-1, got Steeles in the upper back. 95 miles an hour right between the shoulder blades, that's uncomfortable. And the Green Jackets have been hit a lot this week. Now 2 hit by pitches in the last 2 innings. Hartman got hit just a little bit lower than where Steeles just wore that one. And on a chilly night, it only makes the feeling worse. Into the Hickory twilight, John Heels third at bat. First pitch swinging, popped up behind home plate. Lopez didn't see it at first, chases to the netting, and makes the catch right in front of the fans. Two out hit batsman of Jake Steeles, but one pitch later, Porter works out of danger. Green Jackets post a 0 once again. Back to the offensive side, go the Crawdads, leading 3-2.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441. Good things are happening at
SRP. Green Jacket fans, every Thursday at SRP Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Busch Light and Pabst Blue Ribbon. Fans 21 and older can enjoy $2, $4, and $6 drink specials during every Thursday home game. 12-ounce PBR and Busch Light is just $2 until last call, and you can enjoy $4 16-ounce drafts and $6 32-ounce drafts from 6 to 8 p.m. Get your tickets at the box office or at greenjacketsbaseball.com now to enjoy this great deal. Raven Antonio goes out for his fourth inning, a mark he only reached 4 times last year between the FCL and Single A Augusta. A good fourth could likely be the end of his night with Logan Samuels ready and waiting. And Antonio wouldn't be all that mad at that. Put a jacket on, let the bullpen handle things, and see what the offense can cook up against the Crawdads. Antonis Macias leading off the bottom of the fourth and takes ball one just off the outside corner. Fastball was at 90, the slowest of the night so far for Antonio, but he drops 91 in, nearly the same spot, and Macias is underneath it. Macias, Pollard, and Mendez, left, right, left, due up in this inning. Fastball outside, 2-1. Macias 0-for-1 with a strikeout, hitting from the left side against Antonio. Pulls over top of the off-speed, 2 balls and 2 strikes. There was the slider again. We have seen Antonio almost entirely abandon his splitter. Has not thrown it since the first inning. Locked at 2-2 on Antonis Macias. The big right-hander comes out of the windup. Called strike 3 at the knees. Dropped that one at the bottom of the zone and freezes up the left-handed Macias. 4 strikeouts in 3 1/3 for Raven Antonio after he struck out less than 6 batters per 9 innings last year. Here's Chandler Pollard. He takes a breaking ball outside. Pollard struck out swinging to start the second. 1-0 inside. Nearly got a piece of the center fielder. Still interesting to see Chandler Pollard playing center field. He certainly has the speed and reflexes for it, but he also has not played a poor shortstop at all. 2-0, fouled off the mask of Montgomery, 2-1. Part of the decision for Carlos Maldonado and the Rangers player development staff is the fact that Luis Marquez has swung the bat well so far this series. Not a problem to get him another game at shortstop and continue to keep him in the lineup. 2-1 from Antonio, bit too far upstairs. Also certainly helps with the growth of Chandler Pollard to give him opportunities other than shortstop. 3-1, ball 4. Couple misses beyond the shoulder blades for Raven Antonio. 1-on-1 out here in the fourth as the Crawdads look to extend their lead that's currently at 3-2. Now the Jackets get some men stretching. Real feel is down to 43 here at LP Franz Stadium. And that is accurate. It is a chilly, chilly Saturday night. But the fans have braved the cold. Antonio picks over to look at Pollard. He's in safely. 3-for-4 stealing this week. 5-for-7 in his first 6 games. Mendez struck out looking his last time up. Shows bunt, drops down, back foul towards the on-deck circle. Mendez had shuffled into a monstrous secondary lead, or Pollard had, excuse me. No balls and a strike. Antonio now sitting 90-91. He's reached up for 92 a couple times in this inning. 0-1 fastball, there is 92, and it's called a strike on the outer edge. Keeping that command and the velocity deep, those are the two pillars upon which Raven Antonio's career will be built and how his performance this year will be measured. Picks over, Pollard's in, hand outstretched under Monteverde's glove, and now that's 2 disengagements. Look for Pollard to go here if he gets a jump. No balls and 2 strikes on Wadi Mendez with 1 out. There goes Pollard, pitches outside. Montgomery dropped the transfer, no throw. Montgomery has had some difficulties transferring the baseball this week. He does have a caught stealing. But in an effort to be quick, like he was trying to be there, he has had a couple almost botched opportunities. Pollard had such a good jump there, it might not have mattered. 1-2 to Wadi Mendez, first base is now open. Insurance run that could double the lead out in scoring position. Antonio the 1-2. Cued on the ground to the third baseman, Sanchez. He looks the runner back to second and hits Monteverde for the second out. Well played by Sanchez, who was the only man still on that side of the field. John Heel had been holding on Pollard. And so it was Sanchez or nobody. You could see Sanchez flinch for just a half second to make sure that he did not go to third base and cover, instead go get the ball himself. Two down now for Luis Marquez. Grounded out to first in his only at bat. His first pitch swinging and sends it soaring foul down the right field line. Jackets now have a man throwing in the pen. Can't quite get a look at who it is yet. Antonio's at 68 pitches. 39 strikes through 3 2/3. Looking to finish off 4. 0-1. Fouled back in on the hands of Marquez. This certainly has the potential to be one of, if not the coldest games we play all season. Thankfully, supposed to be a little bit warmer tomorrow and then the rest of the week back home. Don't get many 40-degree spring days in Augusta. 0-2. On the ground to Sanchez again. Luis makes the snare and makes the toss. Back-to-back ground outs to Luis Sanchez at third. And Raven Antonio, after allowing 3 runs in the first inning, settles himself down and posts 3 continuous zeros. Crawdads leading 3-2 after 4.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike 3! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's P-R-E-N.
Second inning of work for Brock Porter. You're listening on the Green Jacket Baseball Network. I'm Noah Adcock-Howeth. Augusta trailing 3-2 as we enter the top of the fifth. Hartman, Montgomery, and Drake, 2, 3, and 4, hitting for the Green Jackets. Here on Masters weekend, Augusta looking to make it 3 straight W's since the tournament began back home. Fastball outside, 1-0. Somebody picks up their own Green Jacket tomorrow. And Augusta in their Masters green alternate uniforms for the fourth consecutive evening. Outside corner, 1-1. Still a lot of talent in Brock Porter's repertoire. The 1-1 pitch, too far inside. We touched on it very briefly when Porter threw Wednesday, but if you were stuck at work and weren't with us, can't blame you there. Porter, a fourth-round pick a couple years back, the 2-1, popped up on the infield. Silo shot towards third. Parrish calls off the two defenders near him to make the catch. But Porter, not only was he the Gatorade State Player of the Year for Michigan, he was the Gatorade National Player of the Year for all high school baseball players in the class of 2022 out of Orchard Lake St. Mary's in West Bloomfield. Here's Nick Montgomery, ball one upstairs. Porter seemed like he might be a first-round pick in that 2022 draft, 1-0. On the ground softly to the right side, Macias charging over, bobbles the baseball, and could never get it in his glove. It's the second error of the night for the Crawdad defense. First on Macias. And Augusta gets a base runner with one out. for the third inning in a row. Jackets have hit into double plays each of the last two innings. Isaiah Drake will try to avoid that. Porter ended up slipping to the fourth round. He had a pretty strong locked-in commitment to Clemson University. Drake swinging at a fastball inside and pokes it back out of play. But the Rangers liked him enough to go heavily over slot. And entering last year, he was a fringe top 100 prospect. There were places that were so high on him that he was up into the 60s. That's across all of minor league baseball, not just Texas. 0-1. Below the zone, says J.C. Reed. Fastball that has been 91 to 94 so far. That was at the top of that band. Porter last year, however, just completely lost his command at both levels he threw in. Drake fouls it back, 1-2. Walked 13 batters in 8 1/3 last year and hit 4 more with Hickory across 3 starts before being sent down to the Arizona complex where he'd play 5 more games and then not appear. 1-2, strike 3, beautiful changeup. First one that Porter's shown tonight, and he picks up strikeout number 1. Command has been much better this year so far for Porter. He's walked 2 and hit 2 in 2 2/3 entering tonight. Did hit 1 last inning. So still not command numbers to light up the world, but good overall. 2 outs and a man at first for Colby Jones. First pitch swinging, fly ball to shallow right field. Cabrera got a great jump on it, but it falls in front of him anyways. Jeremy Cabrera, who normally plays rather shallow, was a bit deep for his own liking there. And the bloop falls right in front of him. Montgomery stopped at second. First hit of the night for Jones. 2 on, 2 out. That's Colby's first hit of the week as well. But Porter's got 3 good pitches. And this being the first time he's really been used out of the bullpen, he can still give you a handful in relief. Carlos Monteverde outside. He takes it 1-0. Porter went an inning and 2/3 on Wednesday. And both these teams have a bunch of arms available. 1 ball, no strikes on Monteverde. Big swing, fly ball out into left center field, twisting into the breeze. Martin and Pollard come over, and Pollard makes the catch. Center fielder takes the priority, and the Green Jackets leave too. Augustus put a man on base and left him there every single inning, and they leave 3-2.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike 3! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PremWorx.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
There we go. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We got our first Georgia 8-1-1 call to the bullpen of the ball game. Raven Antonio's night is finished after 4 innings, and he gives the ball over to Logan Samuels for his second appearance and first out of the bullpen in 2025. Final line for Raven, 4 innings, 3 earned runs allowed. He gives up 3 hits and 3 walks with 4 Ks. Now for Samuels, who was nearly perfect in his season debut. Samuels started on Saturday, April 5th, so he's on a full week of rest. Went 5 innings, 1 hit, no runs, and struck out 4. If he can replicate anything near that, he'll be giving the crawdad hitters fits. A 1.8 ERA for Logan Samuels. His command was great. The product of the University of Montevallo down in Alabama. Starts off with Yeremy Cabrera here in the bottom of the fifth. 3-2 game for Hickory. Fastball, first pitch swinging. Cabrera pops it into shallow right center. Isaiah Drake in the night sky makes the catch. Good start for Isaiah. Good start for Samuels. Makes the play. Cabrera, who's 0 for 2. Maxton Martin, on the other hand, is 2 for 2 and has the two easiest portions of the cycle. A double, a single, and a run scored for the hard-hitting left fielder, who Augusta's going to severely hope gets a promotion to Spartanburg before Hickory comes to SRP Park in mid-May. Samuels takes a called strike 1. Martin now 10 for 20 this week against the Green Jackets, an even 500. 0-1 from Samuels, popped up straight behind second base. John Heal drifting out into the outfield. Heal's on the grass, and Heal makes the catch. Two up, two down for Logan Samuels, and he's done so in just 3 pitches. Continuing his run of efficiency from last Saturday, where Samuels needed just 50 pitches to get through 5 innings. Jesus Lopez has doubled and popped up. Left-handed hitting catcher back behind the plate tonight. Fastball outside 1-0. He gets the start in place of Ben Hartle. Those two have had a timeshare behind the dish for the Crawdads so far this season. Slider in 2-0. There is one other catcher on the roster. That's Baker Barroso, who played first yesterday. 2-0. Hit well, deep down the right field line, hooking towards the corner. That is down, and it one hops over the wall. Jesus Lopez with a ground rule double. Right over the 332 sign in the right field corner. Ball had so much slice as Lopez was out in front of the fastball slightly, but it just kept carrying towards the corner. Steels was not playing far enough over to have a shot to make the catch, and probably lucky for Augusta that it bounced over the wall, as with the way Lopez was sprinting out of the box, that could have been 3. He'll settle for 2 with 2 outs. Here's Rafe Parrish taking ball 1 downstairs. Samuel sitting 93-94 with the fastball. Slider and a changeup to go with it. Slider a little bit ahead of the changeup. 1-0. At the knees, gets a called strike. Parrish went backing away from the running fastball, but is able to scoot its way back to the inside corner. Crawdads, 3 runs, 4 hits, and 2 errors. They've left on 3 so far. 1-1. Fouled away by Parrish, who has a sack fly and a walk, officially 0-for-0. While the Green Jackets, 2 runs, 3 hits, no errors, but they've left on 7 in 5 innings. Green Jackets trying to get that one big swing to pull themselves even. Samuels, long look at second, 1-2 pitch. Low and inside, nearly got the back foot of Rafe Parrish. Jackets are 1-for-5 tonight with runners in scoring position after going 1-for-11 in yesterday's win. Did just enough offensively to get away with leaving that much on the table. Slider hooked and hammered, but foul down the right field line. 2-out double for Jesus Lopez has kept the Franz Stadium crowd engaged in their home side as they look to add to the lead against Logan Samuels. Samuels shuffles to a stop. Dark colored glove at the lettering. Parrish fouls away a high fastball. Not much but fastball so far from Samuels. He'll mix that breaking ball in as comfort allows, but maybe working to find the command of that pitch. A bit harder to grip on a chilly night. 2-2. High fastball misses once again. 3-2. First base is open. Pablo Guerrero on deck. A dangerous hitter, yes. He has a sac fly and a natural fly out, but also would give you the right-on-right matchup. Samuels picks back to second base, timing play with the shortstop heel, but Lopez is in standing anyways. Parrish adjusts the black helmet and stands deep in the left-handed box. White batting gloves behind the ear. 3-2. Slider towards first. Foul just out of the reach of a leaping Monteverde. Off the edge of the lumber, Parrish hadn't seen the breaking ball yet. It was a good one from Samuels. But Parrish not only able to stay alive, but keep it out of Monteverde's glove. As he made a ballerina-esque leap. Going side to side, trying to make the play unsuccessful. Another 3-2. Driven out to left field. Eric Hartman coming in, makes the catch on the line drive, and Samuels posts a zero in his first relief inning of 2025. Still score, exact same thing we've had since the top of the second. Crawdads 3 and the Green Jackets 2, back in 90 seconds.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in Upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You've got to have good internet. With WOW, you now get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for only $30 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet $300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Brock Porter's day is finished, and he flips the ball over to another reliever the Green Jackets have seen before, 22-year-old righty Alberto Mota. Mota looking to find the zone here in the top of the sixth. Last through on Wednesday, just like Porter, so Carlos Maldonado making a second swing through his early week relievers. Mota did find a little bit of trouble in that ball game. Through two-thirds of an inning, did not allow a hit, but walked three batters and was charged with two runs after the next arm came in and John Heel poked a two-run double. Mota, all things considered, has allowed two runs in an inning and a third. Both of his outings so far this year have gone less than an inning. He's walked four and hit one in that time. Veteran of the Ranger system, it's his fifth year with the organization. And he begins just as Porter did with Luis Sanchez. Sanchez has walked and singled today. The hit off of Porter was his first against a righty this season. Takes the 95-mile-an-hour fastball for a called strike. Sanchez, Gachetti, and Steele's due up 7-8-9. Bottom of the order looking to set the table. Curveball bounces in. And that was the pitch that Mota had so much trouble corralling and finding the zone with on Wednesday. It's a very, very high spin breaking ball and nearly a true 12-6. Back to the fastball, it misses low. Final line for Brock Porter, two innings, two hits, no runs or walks, and one strikeout. As of now, he would be the pitcher of record, having come in to replace Mejia. And the Crawdads still leading 3-2. Four straight zeros for Crawdads offense, three for Augusta. Outside, ball three. Good look for Sanchez. Luis has been on twice already tonight, and he leads in the count 3-1. Mota from the stretch. Ball four. No, called a strike very late from J.C. Reed. It was about a ball below the zone, and it was not caught by Jesus Lopez. Sanchez will use his timeout, and Winston Sawyer muttering under his breath in the third base dugout. Ruben Gotay, the hitting coach, doing something a bit louder than muttering from inside the Green Jacket dugout. Rare to see an umpire reward a catcher like that. Sanchez fouls it away. More often than not, on a 50-50 call, which that one is if you're being generous, you will not get the benefit of the doubt as the defender if you don't actually catch the baseball, especially when catcher is right in the name of the job description. Seventh pitch of the at-bat from Mota to Sanchez. Fouled away, in on the hands once again. And to be sure, Lopez only dropped it because he was trying to frame the ball, bring it back up into the zone. But Sanchez forced to stick in the box a bit longer. Another 3-2. Ball four inside. Almost got Sanchez right on the elbow guard. And the free passes continue to pile up, as they have so often this week for both pitching staffs. Jackets now have five walks and two hit-by-pitches on the day. The Green Jackets pitchers have walked three batters themselves. Matt Gashetti has doubled and grounded into a double play. Those two twin bills for the Crawdad defense have loomed large. Fastball below the knees, 1-0. Mota sitting 93-94. Not a whole lot of run on the fastball. Little bit of sink out of a high three-quarter slot. Mota with the blue glove up under the chin. High pop-up. And fouled back. Couple fans, one with a glove, one without, both went for it. Neither made the play. And an older fan made a nice snag on it. Gives it to the young kid, as you should. One ball and one strike on Matt Gashetti. Got jammed there on the heater. Sanchez gets a bit further off of first. Have not seen him attempt a steal yet this year. 1-1. Gashetti fists it into left field. That falls in front of Martin for a base hit. Multi-hit day for Matt Gashetti. Matt Gashetti is now 5-for-7. In his last two games. Going to be hard to take him out of the lineup at this point. Back-to-back men have reached to start off this sixth inning. And time is called by Jesus Lopez. Likely just confirming that he and Mota are on the same page, not just about what has happened so far, but also with the signs, given that there is now a runner at second base. Jake Steele says an RBI ground out and a hit by pitch. He's 0-for-1 on base once. Jackets have the tying and go-ahead runs, both on base, here in the sixth inning. First pitch fastball fouled back. Mota's done a very good job of getting in around the hands, especially against righties, as evidenced by some awkward swings early in the count from both Steele's and Gassetti. Nobody holding Mack on at first. Sanchez, sizable lead, and has Macias, the second baseman, there. 0-1 fouled away. Steele's was just a little bit late to get his foot down, as that pitch caught a good portion of the plate. Steele's still trying to get acclimated. It's only his third game of the season, called up on Tuesday from the Florida Complex League, where he was still in extended spring training. So this is the first time in a while he's had live, meaningful game action. Mota ahead 0-2. He picks inside And the throw skitters into center field. Didn't get very far, and so Sanchez had to hold. Good backup from the shortstop, Marquez, as well. Mota looked a bit indecisive on whether or not to throw. Asks for a new baseball as Macias tosses that one in. Sanchez did have a big lead. It almost looked like he was waiting to see whether or not Macias was going to get there. But Sanchez back in safely and standing, still 0-2. Leadoff man John Heel is on deck. Nobody out in this inning. Curveball, steal, swing and a miss. Best pitch of the day so far for Mota. He gets his first strikeout and a much needed out number one. John Heel 0-3. Fly out to left, line out to center, and a pop up to the catcher. Heel 2-16 this week. He's due right here. Mota's first offering popped out of play. John Heel and Luis Guanipa, who are the top ranked prospects on this Green Jacket roster, according to MLB Pipeline, have had opposite problems when they struggle at the plate. For Guanipa, who's now on the injured list, he has so much strength, but he consistently puts the ball on the ground. Curveball off the outside corner, but called a strike by J.C. Reed. That was about a ball and a half off the zone. That's the most we've seen Reed expand. Heel, who has blazing speed that rivals Drake and anyone else on the organization's depth chart. Too many pop-ups. Can't beat anything out in that case. 0-2, curveball fouled away. We've seen already this season what John Heel can do just by putting a so-called routine ground ball into play. Couple errors forced by middle infielders. He beats out singles to third or anything into the hole. And then when he gets on base, he's 5 of 5 stealing. Just trying to find ways to get there. All three outs in the game so far for him have been in the air. Mota, another inside move. Sanchez goes back standing and with his hands covering his helmet. Didn't know where the throw was coming from and was worried about getting drilled. Macias smiles with him. Antonis had the glove ready. No need for danger for Sanchez, but it's a dangerously large lead for the Green Jacket third baseman. Still 0-2. Pitch misses high and inside, a rare changeup right on right. And maybe not on the same wavelength there. Macias was standing at second base. Had that been a hittable pitch, if Heel hit anything to the right side that wasn't directly at Guerrero, there was nobody there to grab it. 1-2. Curveball, good hold up by John Heel. It was in the dirt, a very similar pitch to the one that got Jake Steele's. When Mota lives up with that fastball, it sets up the curveball well because you have to see that curve almost above the zone for it to actually be a strike. Anything belt or below where it starts will end up nothing but pain. 2-2. Low and outside with the fastball, runs the count full. Walk loads the bases with one out for Eric Hartman. Sanchez at second, began the inning with a walk. Matt Gaschetti at first, he singled into left field, where Martin's still playing very deep. 3-2. Hit well out to center field. Pollard going back, still chasing back, and he makes the catch right at the warning track. Both runners will try to tag up. Sanchez stops at third. He came screaming around third base. So it is out number two, but Heel, who sent that one way out to center field, where Pollard had to catch it nearly with his back to home plate, moves both Sanchez to third and Gaschetti to second. Now a base hit should give the Green Jackets the lead. Biggest at bat of the night so far is Alberto Mota against Eric Hartman with 2 on and 2 out. Hartman 0-for-1. Curveball outside. Eric has also walked and been hit by a pitch in addition to his pop-up. Gaschetti got a big lead at second. Marquez in and out. Hartman's over top of the breaking ball, 1-1. So hard to hold back on that curveball. Brings to mind some of the all-time greats with the true 12-6. Almost looks like a miniature version of what Adam Wainwright put together for 20 years. Back to the curve, same result. 1-2 on Eric Hartman. Don't see many curveballs like that in high school, in Alberta, or anywhere else. Alberto Mota trying to strand two men aboard. The 1-2. Fastball hit to the left side. Knocked down by the third baseman, Parrish. Throw to first. Not in time. And it gets away. The second run will score. A brilliant effort from Rafe Parrish. Hartman screaming down the line. And then the throw gets away. It's a single and an E5. And the Green Jackets lead 4-3. Hartman was going to beat that out likely anyways. And then Gassetti scores on the overthrow from Rafe Parrish. Third error of the night for the Crawdads. Landon Hutchison headed out. So the leadoff walk comes back to bite Mota. But credit to Eric Hartman, just put something on the ground, looked like it was destined to find the five hole. Parrish makes the headlong dive to keep the ball in the infield, and then from his knees threw a bullet in the general direction of Pablo Guerrero. Hartman was running like a bat out of hell, straight out of the left-handed box. He was going to beat that out almost certainly, but his hustle necessitated an emergency on the part of Parrish. Hartman's on the move. The pitch is inside. Throw down. Tag. Not in time. Hartman swipes his fourth base of this season, continuing the trend of speed as Montgomery took ball one. For the second appearance in a row, Alberto Mota has allowed two runs. In fact, all three appearances he's had this year, he's allowed a pair in less than an inning. Trying to get through the sixth here with the deficit just one. 1-0 to Montgomery. Big swing, fouled straight back. Nick's 0-3 today, reached on an E4 his last time up. Green Jackets, two hits and a walk in the inning. 1-1 from Mota. Curveball too high. Nearly looped its way back in, but to no avail. Big lead for Hartman at second. Macias not paying him much attention. Mota too looks that way. 2-1 to Montgomery. High fastball gets the call from Reed. That's 93, about a ball above the zone. J.C. Reed's zone has gotten bigger as the night's gone on. He's getting cold just like the rest of us. 2-2 with a man out at second base. Jackets have two runs in already in this sixth inning. The pitch, curveball hammered down the left field line, but foul. Breaking ball stayed up a little bit. Montgomery just out in front. That was a big, powerful swing, even with two strikes. It's what Montgomery has so much of, is raw power. Still looking to show it off in this, his first professional season. He awaits the sixth pitch of the at-bat from Alberto Mota. Mota at the belt, the pitch. Inside, Montgomery was hanging tough on the splitter, waiting to see if it would move, and at the last second, ducks out of the way, as that was right at his chin. 32 pitches in the inning for Alberto Mota. Jackets have put two runs across already. 3-2 delivery. Bounces in the fastball. Second walk of the inning from Mota. And the Jackets keep the line moving. Carlos Maldonado is headed out to the hill. 33 pitches is all he needed to see, and Mota's rope has come to an end. Third consecutive outing, Mota goes less than an inning, Maldonado back to his bevy of arms as Augusta leads now 4-3.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You've got to have good internet. Get 1 gig internet with upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for just $60 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of Minor League Baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
The newest arm for the Crawdads is Kai Noah Wynyard, who threw a scoreless ninth inning in the loss for Hickory on Wednesday evening. Right now, he's trying to stop the bleeding here in this sixth. Augusta, with two on and two runs already in, have taken the game from a 3-2 Crawdad lead to a 4-3 Augusta advantage. Isaiah Drake is the seventh man to hit in this inning, first to not face Alberto Mota, whose line is not yet closed, as he's responsible for both Hartman at second and Montgomery at first. Drake's 0-for-3, two strikeouts, and he's reached on an error. Lefty against the righty Wynyard, out of the stretch with two aboard. First pitch from Kainoa, and Drake tips the 90-mile-an-hour fastball right into the catcher's mitt. It's a good high-spin fastball at the top of the zone for the Australian native. Signed as an undrafted free agent in the international market in 2020. At the age of 18. Wynyard the 0-1. Just off the inside corner. Tried to run the fastball back to the edge unsuccessfully. On a cold, clear April night in Hickory, the Green Jackets looking for their third straight win. Chance to guarantee at least a series split. Wynyard the 1-1. Good slider for strike two. Bends its way to the outside edge. Wynyard goes back to the rosin bag. Drake uses his timeout to reset the pitch clock. Hartman had the RBI single. He's at second. Montgomery at first after a walk. Wynyard home. Strike three. Got Isaiah Drake to chase a changeup in the dirt. A hat trick for Drake. Wynyard does his job and holds the line, but Augusta takes the lead for the first time this evening on a two RBI knock from Eric Hartman. It's 4-3.
At Wellstar, affiliated with Medical College of Georgia, you're not a number. Even if you are sitting in section 107, row C, seat 16, whether you're visiting our hospital, one of our primary care locations, or medical offices in the Augusta area, Wellstar's all-star medical team always goes to bat for you. Our comprehensive approach to healthcare extends across our statewide network and beyond to care for every aspect of your well-being. We lead the way in healthcare with innovative technology and experienced providers to ensure you have the expertise you need close by. Whether it's preventative screenings or care for complex conditions, your health is in the right hands with a skilled team at Wellstar, highly rated by fans like you. Wellstar, more than healthcare, people care.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the track. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. greenjacketsbaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit greenjacketsbaseball.com for more.
Second inning of relief for Logan Samuels. After he worked around a two-out double to post a zero in the fifth, Green Jackets now in front 4-3, and Pablo Guerrero leads off the bottom half of the sixth. Guerrero, Macias, and Pollard, 5-6-7. Samuels fires a breaking ball just wide. One ball, no strikes. Guerrero, a sack fly and a flyout, 0-for-1 with an RBI. Pulls the 1-0 fastball wide of his own dugout to even the count. Logan Samuels went five innings, just one hit in his season opener. Saturday start 7 days ago. Slider bounced towards third base again. This one a fair ball, backhanded by Sanchez. Long throw, and Monteverde can't dig it out. Short hopped at Monteverde. It will likely go as a throwing error for Sanchez, but that's one Monteverde will tell you he should have had. We wait on the official scorer's designation. That's a difficult play for Sanchez. He backhanded it well behind the third base bag. But either way, Guerrero reaches and the tying run is on, one batter into the bottom of the sixth. It's called an infield single to the benefit of Sanchez and the chagrin of Samuels. Fastball outside, 1-0. Antonis Macias has struck out twice. He's grateful to see someone other than Raven Antonio on the hill. Ahead 1-0 on Samuels. Too far upstairs, ball two. We only got to see Logan Samuels for one inning last year. He made his debut in the final homestand of 2024 like so many other recent Braves draftees. 2-0, fouled straight back. Got lifted after one inning. He was having some arm discomfort. And the Braves understandably playing it cautiously. But Samuels saying before opening day, this is as good as maybe he's ever felt. 2-1. Popped straight back out of play once again. There have been a concerning number of foul balls in this series. Two balls and two strikes on the Crawdad second baseman. It'll be real fun to see what Samuels can do, stretched over a full 132. Change up outside, runs the count full. The numbers don't pop off the page from his college time at Montevallo, which is sometimes the case for D2 arms who had so much production they simply couldn't be ignored. 3-2. Inside, ball four. Back-to-back base runners to start off the sixth. For Samuels, he saw a velocity increase in his final season with the Falcons in Motown. That drew more eyes to the smaller college program. Nice breaking ball as well. And Samuels took advantage of every opportunity he had. Here's Chandler Pollard. Shows bunt, but instead takes ball one just off the outside corner. It was a close miss there from the right-hander. He's begun to nibble a little bit. Seen that called a strike by J.C. Reed a couple times, including against Nick Montgomery. 1-0 to Pollard, not squaring, but late on the fastball. Had brought both Sanchez and Monteverde, the corner infielders, in case Pollard was going for the true sacrifice. And now with one strike, he might be. Nobody out in a one-run game. 1-1, he does square. Takes a called strike on the breaking ball. Slider at the bottom of the zone makes it 1-2. Pollard a strikeout, a walk, and a stolen base. Sanchez backs up behind third with two strikes. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got Pollard to chase the breaking ball. First strikeout of the night for Samuels. It comes at a crucial time. And that's how you sequence the same pitch over time right there if you're Logan Samuels. He tried to throw that one early and missed. Then went to the breaking ball for a strike bottom of the zone for strike two. Now Pollard had to be aware of that pitch, dropped it even further, and induced the chase from Chandler Pollard. Two on, one out. This is Wadi Mendez, who had the home run yesterday. Outside ball one on the fastball. Checked in at 93. Samuels can get up to 95, 96. But usually 3-4, which is where he's been tonight. 1-0 too high. And so many of these players, especially on the pitcher's side, are warm weather natives to where their arm will only expand in usefulness as the temperatures increase. Mendez fouls back the fastball. There was no bigger example of that last year than Oviedo, Florida native Garrett Bauman, who told us that almost immediately that we needed to keep an eye on his velocity once it got hot. 2-1 to Mendez. Changeup is dropped by Montgomery. The pitch missed high. Montgomery with a passed ball. He just whiffed on the catch. Montgomery's third pass ball of the season takes away the double play chance and moves both runners into scoring position. Now the go-ahead run out at second and the tying run 90 feet away. Three balls and a strike on the splitter. Just floated its way in. And Mendez couldn't make the play. Corners in, middle back. 3-1 from Samuels. Lined into left field. That should be deep enough to tie the game. Hartman makes the catch. And the runner stopped, hobbling. He's in pain. And time is called. Oh, no. Guerrero is hurting and hurting badly. Cold night early in the season. You better hope your muscles are as stretched out as you've ever seen them. We saw this happen at the big league level a few days ago. The White Sox lost a game when the go-ahead or the game-tying run pulled a hamstring coming around third and was dead to rights. Guerrero almost certainly should have scored on that one, and instead he immediately buckled pushing off, and he's not putting any type of weight on that leg as he's helped off the field by athletic trainer Garrett Enders. It's a line out for Mendez, and Guerrero is going to leave this game. We'll see who the new runner is. It looks like Ben Hartle, who will have to come in and play first. Hartle has not yet played first this week. The only man besides Guerrero to do so has been either Jesus Lopez, who's currently catching, or Baker Barroso, who did so yesterday. Two on, two out for Luis Marquez. Logan Samuels looking to survive the walk-in single and post a zero to keep Augusta in front. He has Marquez way out in front of the slider, nothing in one. Hartman has a good arm. He got behind that ball well. Guerrero's not the fastest of runners, so that could have been a close play, but we may never know. Nothing in one. Back to the slider. Marquez tips it into the mitt of Montgomery. Nothing in two. Crawdads had first and second, no out, and second and third, one out after the passed ball. 0-2, two outs. Samuels looking to slam the door on this particular threat. 0-2 delivery. Slider blocked by Montgomery. The Jackets have gotten Marquez to chase on a couple breaking balls, but not this time. Luis is 0 for 2 today. He's 2 for 8 with 3 walks so far this series. Ball and 2 strikes on Marquez. Slider bounced right back to Samuels. He'll underhand to Monteverde. And the Green Jackets hold firm. Logan Samuels steps up mightily, and with some help from the chilly night, the Green Jackets catch a break and stay in front 4-3.
At Wellstar, affiliated with Medical College of Georgia, you're not a number. Even if you are sitting in Section 107, Row C, Seat 16, whether you're visiting our hospital, one of our primary care locations, or medical offices in the Augusta area, Wellstar's all-star medical team always goes to bat for you. Our comprehensive approach to healthcare extends across our statewide network and beyond to care for every aspect of your well-being. We lead the way in healthcare with innovative technology and experienced providers to ensure you have the expertise you need close by. Whether it's preventative screenings or care for complex conditions, your health is in the right hands with a skilled team at Wellstar, highly rated by fans like you. Wellstar, more than healthcare, people care.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. greenjacketsbaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit greenjacketsbaseball.com for more.
Top of the seventh at LP Franz Stadium as we are just past the 9 o'clock hour here on the East Coast. Colby Jones will lead off against Kai Noah Wynyard. Here with Augusta leading 4-3. Jones 1-for-2 with a walk and a single. Takes a fastball call to strike. About a ball and a half off the outside corner. So the zone has become a bit blurred outside to righties under J.C. Reed in the later innings. 0-1 from Wynyard. Good slider. And Colby goes fishing. Wynyard's got a lot of experience in pro ball for being just 22. This is his fifth season. He'll turn 23 in June. And he's been up and down the ranks of the minors for the Rangers. As high as AA Frisco last year. Nothing in two on Colby Jones in his first full season. Slider below the knees. Good tight breaking ball from Kainoa Wynyard. Just below the bottom of the zone, Monteverde and Sanchez to follow. 1-2 out of the stretch. Outside with the splitter. So Kainoa Wynyard has shown everything he has to Colby Jones to start off the seventh. Augusta put two across to take the lead in the top of the sixth, a single and an error. Off the bat of Eric Hartman. 2-2 to Colby. Late on the fastball. Strike three. After nothing but off speeds, Jones gets a heater, and Wynyard has back-to-back strikeouts to start his night. Carlos Monteverde steps in with one out here in the seventh. A win tonight. Augusta will, at minimum, get a series split here in the first road trip of 2025. Carlos Monteverde swings and fouls the fastball back. Take a look at the Braves family of affiliates, how the teams are doing across the scoreboard. Atlanta got a late win, 5-4 in comeback fashion over Tampa Bay down at their temporary stadium. Outside of Tampa, Monteverde late on the fastball, nothing in two. Two-run homer from Michael Harris in the top of the ninth gave Atlanta the lead. And the Rays got one in the bottom half, but not enough off of Raisel Iglesias. Wynyard a long hold. Right at the end of the time clock, he fires in a fastball, and Monteverde's ready for it. Rips it into left field for a base hit. That's Carlos's first hit of the week. Snaps an 0-for-12 to start the series in Hickory. One on, one out. Good barrel from Monteverde. When he shortens up, as he often does with two strikes, he's got a very good swing at the plate. So much power in his frame. You can understand why even early in counts, no matter the score, he's looking for that long ball. But when he just gets to do his job as a pure hitter, he's been very good at that over the last 3 years. Luis Sanchez takes ball one. Sanchez, another very complete advanced hitter at just 21 years of age. On base three times tonight, two walks and a single. Scored twice out of the Green Jackets' four runs. Splitter in the dirt, 2-0. Wynyard has tried that splitter twice this inning and has pulled both to the glove side, low and away, to right-handed hitters. Both sides have used nothing but righties so far tonight on the hill. Long hold. Now Wynyard delivers, and Sanchez pokes it back into the net. After the right-handed starter Mejia, Anudis Mejia went three innings, allowed two runs on a hit and four walks. It was Brock Porter, Alberto Mota, and now Kainoa Wynyard, all from the right side. 2-1 to Sanchez. Takes a called strike. Luis dropped the hands early. Whether he wasn't ready, was trying to go for a take, or something else. It was about as high as we've seen the zone go under J.C. Reed. Two balls and two strikes. Deep breath for Wynyard. Slide step, and he misses inside. The Crawdads have one lefty reliever available in Angel Nazco, who we have not seen yet this week, and this is game five of the six-game series. They will start a southpaw tomorrow in Dalton Pence. Full count on Luis Sanchez. Pitch to the third baseman. Ball four off the outside corner. Seventh walk of the night by Crawdad pitching. There have been 11 walks and three hit by pitches between the two teams. Back-to-back batters reach with one out. Here's Matt Gassetti, who's 2-for-3. Thomas Ireland is the only other lefty reliever for the Crawdads. He threw four innings yesterday. We're not seeing him for the rest of the week. Augusta has Jacob Gomez and Jacob Kroger, two lefties, both available tonight. Wynyard to Gassetti. And Mac pops it back out of play. None of these men so far faced Kai Wynyard on Thursday. He threw the ninth in a 4-2 Augusta win. Faced Steeles, Jones, Carey, and Montgomery. So Colby, who struck out to start the inning, was the only repeat offender. 0-1 to Gassetti. Too far inside. That's the first miss with a splitter to the arm side for Wynyard, but you can tell he's not finding it right now. It's a tough pitch to command, no matter the circumstances, but you can really feel the impact of the cold on this ball game. Pablo Guerrero, of course, is out of this ball game. Ben Hartle did stay in and play first base after Guerrero left with an injury in the bottom of the sixth. 1-1 to Gassetti. Tipped into the mitt, strike two. Guerrero looked like something tightened up on him as he tried to score from third on a potential sack fly. Barely made it off the base. One ball and two strikes on Matt Gassetti. Pitch from Wynyard. Strike three. There's the splitter. First successful one of the day for Wynyard. Two punch outs in the inning, three in the game for the Australian righty. Never finished the Braves family affiliates. Gwinnett had a doubleheader in Norfolk today as Jake Steeles steps in with two on and two out. Gwinnett won the first one 6-1. They're trailing 2-1 in the top of the third, both of those seven-inning ball games. Monteverde at second, Sanchez at first. Steeles takes strike one at the lettering. Luke Waddell had a good day at the dish for the Stripers in game one. Bats working up and down the order. Rome won as well. They've now taken three of the last five from the Bowling Green Hot Rods. Slider low and away to Steeles, who's 0-for-2 with a hit by pitch. Didier Fuentes turned in the Emperor's first quality start of the season. Six innings, three runs in his second outing as an Emperor. Pat Clohizzy hit his first countable home run as a pro. 1-1 from Wynyard, too high. We say countable for Clohizzy because he did hit a home run when he was brought over to the Major League spring training for one game. On the road against the Yankees at Steinbrenner Field, he hit one off of All-Star reliever Luke Weaver. It was a big swing for the lefty. Steals ahead 2-1. Wynyard kicks and deals. Called strike off the outside corner. Zone keeps getting bigger for J.C. Reed. And Ruben Gotay, Garrett Wilkinson, both arguing in unison from the dugout to the point where J.C. Reed is waving them off. Benefit of two hitting coaches, twice the amount of men to bother the umpire. Two balls and two strikes on Jake Steeles. Splitter in the dirt, blocked well by Lopez. Count goes full, so Monteverde and Sanchez will both be moving on the delivery. Only other Braves family game, Columbus is leading the Biloxi Shuckers 5-3. Clingstone's looking to go back over 500 for the first time in their organization's brief existence. Biloxi's 1-6. 3-2 on steals. Kai Noah Wynyard out of the stretch, coming home. Fouled off the front foot, and steals went down in a heap. He'll take some time to shake that one off. Got it off the insole of the left foot. And although he's got the all-black shin guard covering almost everything below the knee, there's no padding on the inside of the foot there to keep protection. Clingstone's got a grand slam from Geraldo Quintero to be the difference in that game. Seventh pitch of the at-bat coming to Jake Steeles. Wynyard looking to post a zero. Fouled away once again. 94, hardest pitch of the inning for Kai Wynyard, who got the strikeout to strand two and end the sixth, kept the game 4-3 Green Jackets. He's in a similar situation here, two on, two out, and still a one-run game. Eighth pitch of the at-bat, 30th of the inning, coming against Jake Steeles. Wynyard delivers, lined into right field, Cabrera was playing shallow, and he runs it down. Over against the foul line, Jeremy Cabrera takes a base hit away from Jake Steeles. Got a good swing on the ball, but nothing to show for it. Green Jackets leave two aboard. They've now put 11 men stranded on base tonight, but still out in front at the seventh inning stretch.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you're looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Green Jacket fans, every Thursday at SRP Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Busch Light and Pabst Blue Ribbon. Fans 21 and older can enjoy $2, $4, and $6 drink specials during every Thursday home game. 12-ounce PBR and Busch Light is just $2 until last call, and you can enjoy $4 16-ounce drafts and $6 32-ounce drafts from 6 to 8 p.m. Get your tickets at the box office or at greenjacketsbaseball.com now to enjoy this great deal.
It's still Logan Samuels out there for the bottom of the seventh, third inning of relief for the right-hander. And he will see Luis Marquez, or beg your pardon, Jeremy Cabrera, to start off inning number seven. Top of the order for Hickory as the Crawdads try to get themselves back into the ballgame. First pitched splitter, called a strike. Cabrera 0 for 2. Two pop-ups and a walk, scored a run back in the first. 0-1, beautiful splitter. Cabrera so far out in front, the bat went flying out of his hand. There's looking silly, and then there's what happened to Yeremy Cabrera right there. Bat flying to the visitors on deck circle on the first base side. He wouldn't have hit that one with an oar. 0-2 from Samuels. Right back to the splitter. It's on the ground to first. Monteverde has it himself, and Cabrera's 0 for 3. Good adjustment by Jeremy Cabrera. Saw it one extra time, but unfortunately for him, put it on the ground and right at a Green Jacket defender. Jackets in their green alternates. Crawdads in the home reds. Fourth straight game in green for Augusta. Looking for their third straight win. It's back to Maxton Martin, who's 2 for 3. He goes over top of the off-speed. Four straight splitters against back-to-back lefties to start off the frame for Logan Samuels. And now he's got a feel for that pitch. 0-1. Called strike. Nothing in two. Still nothing but splitters. 0-2 to Martin. Popped up. Right side of the infield. Jones tracking into the outfield grass. And Colby makes a fumbling. No, he dropped it. He called off Jake Steeles and couldn't make the catch. A mile high pop up. Colby falling down, couldn't make the catch. And that puts the tying run at second with just one out. One on, one out for Jesus Lopez. Lopez swings and whiffs at the splitter. Be interesting to see how that gets scored. Short lead out at second for Martin. 0-1 from Samuels. Called strike at the knees, nothing in two. Now that has been called a double. And what that does is that underscores the difference in scoring tendencies depending on who your official scorer is. Because mathematically, the old adage is, if the ball does not touch a fielder, it is not an error. 0-2 hooked wide of first foul. And technically, although Jones was camped and then stumbled and missed the ball, he did not touch it. So by that argument, and the argument of the Crawdads official scorer, that is a hit, and it's a three-hit day for Maxton Martin. Coincidence or not. Another 0-2. Swing and a miss, and now Lopez's bat goes flying. He chucked it all the way to the first base coach. Get these Crawdads some pine tar. My goodness. Second strikeout of the night for Samuels, and that might be it for him. Winston Sawyer's coming out to make a move. The night is done for Logan Samuels after 2 2/3. And we'll stay here to finish the thought during the break. Because the reason we bring up the difference in scores is we had a play almost identical to that on Friday evening, opening day, at SRP Park. Luis Guanipa hit a pop-up into right field. There was a poor route taken by the Firefly right fielder. He went out, then came charging back in, still got underneath the baseball, but then whiffed on the catch. By the argument that's being utilized here at LP Fran Stadium, because he did not touch the baseball in that instance, just as Miller's was a double here, you would think Guanipa would get a triple. But at SRP Park, as Seth Keller's coming out for his 2025 debut, Green Jackets official scorer Ted Miller who considers himself a scoring aficionado, who played in the minor leagues, who coached college baseball, who umpired college baseball, who still umpires to this day, made the argument that that is a play that once you're underneath it should be made by reasonable effort. And while, yes, he did not touch the baseball, you would not neglect to give a shortstop an error if a ground ball went straight through his legs without it touching the glove. And so in that regard, contact made with the baseball is not an acceptable discerning requirement for whether it's a hit or an error. Because there's no way to standardize that process, that's why Luis Guanipa was essentially punished for a pop-up at his home ballpark, but Maxton Martin gets the benefit on an even easier play that was mislabeled by Colby Jones. But regardless, Seth Keller, throwing in a Green Jacket uniform for the first time in nearly 365 days. Sixth-round pick out of Hanover High School in Richmond, Virginia, comes on to face Rafe Parrish. With a tying run at second and two outs in the seventh, Keller fires in a fastball, nothing and one. Logan Samuels goes two and two-thirds, threw 47 pitches, three hits, a walk, and two Ks. Responsible for the man out at second. 0-1 to the switch hitter. Hard hit to second base. Jones knocks it down. It goes into shallow right field. Off of his glove, the throw to the plate is not in time. And we're tied at four. Another tough play for Colby Jones in this inning. And a rough frame of mind for the second baseman. Two balls that hit his glove. Or one that did and one that did not. Lead to a tie ball game. The run gets charged to Logan Samuels. And now we are locked 4-4 in the seventh. Here's Ben Hartle, first righty that Keller faces. Misses high and tight with the two seam. Seth Keller spent all of 2023 with the Green Jackets. And the first week and a half of 2024 before going down with an arm injury. Runner goes. Pitches a called strike. The throw from Montgomery not in time. A great jump from Parrish. And he's got his first steal of the season. Parrish has also been granted a single. And it's an RBI. Two RBIs on the day for Parrish. Seven on the season. First at bat for Ben Hartle after coming in for the injured Pablo Guerrero. Keller missed the first half of the season with that injury, was working his way back in the Florida Complex League, but suffered a bit of a relapse and was then out for the season. Man, it's second, two down in the seventh, 1-1, and Hartle's late on the fastball, which is all that Keller has shown so far, sitting 90-92. Keller, for all the time he spent in pro ball, still just 20 years of age. Inside move, he looks back Parrish, who had gotten a big lead. It takes Alberto Mota off the hook as the pitcher of record. It also takes away Samuels' opportunity to get the win. 1-2, fouled down the right field line. And then going back to the conversation about the so-called double from Maxton Martin, it also goes as an earned run against Logan Samuels, the first of his season. Called a double, despite Colby being underneath it. Ball and two strikes on Ben Hartle. Keller kicks and deals. Called strike three at the knees. Locks up Hartle with the fastball, but the damage is done. An RBI single from Rafe Parrish ties us at four on a chilly night in Hickory.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You've got to have good internet.
Get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. Plus bundle internet 300 with YouTube TV for just $92.99 per month for 12 months with autopay and paperless billing. Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet 300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Hey folks, with the 2025 season beginning here in Augusta, it's the perfect time to check out all the new offerings at the Hive Pro Shop this year. We've got a variety of new hats, co-branded apparel with Jordan, Champion, and Peter Millar, and of course, the all-new Augusta Azaleas merch. The Hive Pro Shop is open daily 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. plus game day hours, and of course, you can always shop online at www.hiveproshop.com. Don't miss out!
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
It's a brand new ball game here in the top of the eighth and a brand new opportunity for Kai Noah Wynyard, who has worked the last inning of a third and has stranded two men in both the sixth and the seventh. His ability to keep the ball game close and keep the deficit at one for the Crawdads proved vital in the bottom half of the seventh when Hickory manufactured a run to tie the game at four. Augusta at the top of the order. John Heels 0 for 4. Looking to get his way on. Shows bunt and pulls back, but it's a called strike. Fastball 90 to 92 now for Wynyard. He was up to 93, 94. Concerningly wearing long sleeves on a very frigid night. Or not wearing long sleeves, I should say. Curveball popped into shallow right field. Macias out, Cabrera in. Cabrera calls off the infielder and makes the play. Heel had a bloop double that was similar to that ball. Back on Wednesday, it was the first hit of the week for the Green Jackets. But luck does not befall him this time. Leadoff man put away by Wynyard. Eric Hartman, 1 for 2, on base 3 times. Fastball outside. Hartman gave the Green Jackets the lead last time up, had an infield single that tied the game, and then on the same play, it was an E5 on a Herculean effort from Rafe Parrish, but that scored the second run, and Augusta led 4-3. Hartman waves at the slider, 1-1. Wynyard's had success over each of the last two seasons, no matter where he's been. Down East has been the location for all but two of those games, 48 of the 50. Hartman slides through the slider, 1-2. Wynyard had one appearance each last year at then High A Hickory and current Double A Frisco. But back with the Single A squad for the second or third consecutive season. And fourth overall, having also spent time in Down East in 2022. 1-2 to Wynyard. Swing and a miss by Hartman. Splitter, not caught cleanly, but the throw was made easily from Lopez to Hartle. Fourth strikeout of the night through now two complete innings for Kai Wynyard. Wynyard dealing here a little bit. Third reliever utilized by Carlos Maldonado and the Crawdads, and maybe the most effective. First pitch to Nick Montgomery, driven deep out to right field. Cabrera going back at the track. He makes the catch. Montgomery catches a barrel, but came up just short as right in front of the Mountain Dew sign. Jeremy Cabrera makes the play, a long out number 3, and we head to the bottom of the eighth. Tie game, Seth Keller back to the mound.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike 3!
You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PremWorx.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
More good baseball this week. A lot of evenly paced ball games between the Green Jackets and Crawdads. Ever since the week began with Hickory's first no-hitter in over a decade at home as the Crawdads combined to completely blank the Green Jackets. Both sides have won two games this series and we're tied at four in the bottom of the eighth. Antonis Macias leads off against Seth Keller and the first pitch fastball misses low. Keller's first countable ball game back from injury. First appearance overall in nearly a year for the right-hander. Good to see Keller back. 1-0 to Macias off the outside corner. Nothing but fastballs and sinkers so far for Keller. There was a slider, curveball, and changeup in the past, but yet to reappear. Changeup outside 3-0. Macias has not had to do anything but watch so far. Keller faced two batters in the seventh, allowed an RBI single, and then struck out Ben Hartle. Pitch to Macias, ball four. Second walk of the day for Antonis Macias. He has not put a ball in play, but the go-ahead run is aboard with no outs in the eighth inning. Keller was committed to Old Dominion University, where current Green Jackets Jacob Gomez and Trent Buchanan completed their college careers. Big lead for Macias. First pitch to Chandler Pollard. Called strike. Late decision from J.C. Reed. But likely the right one. It was right on the corner. You know it's getting cold. Pollard, since the game began, has added extra layers. Now has a bit of a hood up and underneath the red jersey. Keller picks over and the ball gets away from Monteverde. It hit off his glove and rolls into right field. Macias moves up to second base and defensive miscues, whether they've been called errors or not, that's exactly what they've been, has been miscues, have started to hurt Augusta. We'll see what whether it's an E1 or an E3. It's an error no matter what. Man, it's second. Nobody out. 0-1 to Pollard. Outside to even the count. You could argue both ways. Looked like Monteverde was unsure whether to try to catch that on the bounce or catch it in the air. But it's called an E1 on Keller. 1-1 to Pollard. In on the hand. Softly hit to third. Sanchez has to hurry and gets it to first in time. But it acts the same way a sacrifice bunt would for Pollard, moving the go-ahead run 90 feet away with just one out. And Wadi Mendez at the plate. Mendez a chance to give the Crawdads the lead. Put up three in the bottom of the first against starter Raven Antonio, then held silent until the seventh, when they tied the game up against the combination of Logan Samuels and Keller. Infield in. all the way around. First pitch to Mendez. Outside with the off-speed. First slider of the night for Keller. Missing too far off the corner. Fans still sticking around, braving the cold. The 1-0. Outside changeup. It's down to a true temperature of 47. Feels like 43, allegedly. Mendez ahead 2-0. Keller out of the stretch. Fastball bounces in at 90. Mendez a strikeout, ground out, and line out to left field. The line out likely would have been a sack fly if Guerrero did not get hurt at third. 3-0. Ball four. Four pitch walk, the second of the inning. Bookending the ground out by Pollard. Men at the corners. And Bo Henning is coming out. The injuries to Reyes and Garcia put both Keller and Jorge Juan on this roster. For both of them, it was their first outing of the season, as the FCL season has not yet started, and that's where they both came from. But the Green Jackets, either by necessity or by design, have had no chance to allow for lower pressure situations for either of them. Juan came on and shut the door in a four-run ball game last night. It wasn't a save situation, so it was a little bit lower leverage, but Keller thrust right into the fire. Luis Marquez is grounded out three times tonight. We'll see if Mendez wants to think about stealing. He's 2-for-2 this week already. And a steal, not only would it take away the double play if successful, all it would take would be one mishandled throw, and the run would score from third. There he goes. Pitches outside, and there will be no toss from Montgomery. Just put it in his pocket as the fastball was outside. And that's five consecutive misses for Seth Keller. Stretching in the bullpen for Augusta. A crowd of 21-24 tonight, majority of whom have stuck around for postgame fireworks. High and outside, ball two. There's a very small, very dedicated superfan section just to the first base side of home plate. About 4 to 6 fans. 2-0, driven out to right field. Going back, steals. It's over his head and to the wall. One run scores. Mendez coming around. He will score without a play. The throw to third. Tag. Safe. And Winston Sawyer's out to argue. It's a two-run triple. Elena Giorgio did not make a call until Carlos Maldonado got right in her ear, and that's when she said the ball was not in the glove. Carlos Maldonado was screaming something, and Elena Giorgio allows that to affect her call. It's a 6-4 game, a two-run triple for Luis Marquez, and the threat is not over, as Winston Sawyer went out for an explanation, didn't get the one he liked, and just walked away in absolute disgust from Elena Giorgio. The first-year single-A umpire, both of these crew members are tonight. And Sanchez still shaking his head. He thought he put a clean tag on, and the ball was in his mitt when he showed it to Giorgio. Changeup misses outside to Yeremy Cabrera. Crawdads will take a lead of at least two into the ninth, and we'll see if it's Wynyard or someone else to lock it down. 1-0. Change up, and Cabrera's way out in front. Jeremy Cabrera walked to start the game in the bottom of the first, scored three batters later, since then 0-for-3. Three unanswered runs, late for the Crawdads. Wave through the change up, 1-2. The Jackets were previously 4-0 when leading after six innings. although they did give up that lead late once and get it back. Keller the 1-2. Change up, bounce towards the dugout. Looked like clubhouse attendant Brandon Darnell trying to snag that one over top of the railing, couldn't make the play. Cold hands, that's the only reason. And there's certainly plenty of those to go around. Another 1-2. Change up out to even the count. Green Jackets will have 4, 5, and 6. Drake Jones and Monteverde to bat in the ninth. They're down 6-4 with one out in the eighth. Another changeup, and this one outside again. 3 balls and 2 strikes. The infield is in, trying to keep the deficit at 2 and keep Marquez from scoring. Maxton Martin on deck. He's 3-4. Fastball, ball 4. Third walk of the inning for Seth Keller. Green Jackets have now walked 7 hitters. Antonio and Keller, each walking 3. Samuels walked 1 2 2/3. Maxton Martin, he scored the game-tying run last inning, reached on the missed pop-up by Colby Jones that was called a double. That gave him his 3rd hit, and it's a pitch timer violation on Keller. Nothing in 1, or 1-0. Excuse me. Keller on the third base side of the rubber. Runner goes from first. Change up in the dirt. Cabrera's in standing with his 3rd stolen base of the year. Keller has a very high, long, pronounced leg kick, and he has not been able to shorten it with men at first base. So Mendez, Cabrera, and Parrish have all taken 2nd as a result off of him. Infield comes back in. 2-0 on Martin, outside with a changeup. And everybody in the dugout starting to stare down at the bullpen. See how soon Augusta can get somebody from the current stretching to potentially throwing. Keller's 3-0. Hit hard and through the right side. Base hit. Marquez scores. Cabrera waved around. The throw to the plate is not in time. It's a 2 RBI single for Maxton Martin. A 4-hit day for him. And it's a 4-run 8th for the Crawdads. All 4 runs earned by Seth Keller in just 1/3 of an inning. 5 of 6 batters have reached in this frame. The only man who did not, Chandler Pollard. Here's Jesus Lopez. Lopez 2-4, 2 doubles, and a run batted in. Bounced up the middle to the shortstop, Heel. He goes to first. Martin advances to 3rd, 2 down. The rest of the scores in the Carolina League. Charleston has won back-to-back ball games. They thumped the Fireflies 10-1 in Columbia. Josh Hansel took the loss. He threw against Augusta on Sunday. Carolina beat Myrtle Beach 4-3. The Pelicans have dropped 3 straight. Carolina is now 7-1. They look like a juggernaut in the North Division. Rafe Parrish bats from the left side. Switch hitter takes a changeup for a called strike. First man to see Keller twice. He hit the rocket line drive right at Colby Jones that turned into an infield single. The rest of the teams in action tonight all had double headers. Changeup fouled away. Kannapolis at Lynchburg. Cannonballers beat the Hillcats in game 1 16-11, but they trail in the 2nd 4-1. Used up all their offense in the 1st game of the twin bill. 3-hit games for Braden Montgomery and Lyle Miller-Green. 0-2 to Parrish. Change up outside. Fayetteville and Delmarva battling in the North Division. Fayetteville's 1st game in the North after swapping spots with Down East. The Woodpeckers started out 1-5. They won 8-6 in game 1 and lead 5-0 in game 2. Change up off the corner. Just barely, 2 balls and 2 strikes. And the Frednats swept their twin bill against the Salem Red Sox. 5-2 and 3-0, the finals there. 2-2 to Parrish. Bounced off his front foot. It's now 37 pitches in an inning plus for Keller. And now with a righty throwing for the Jackets, it's close to the end of the line for Seth. Not the return he necessarily dreamed of to Augusta. Sixth pitch of the at-bat to Parrish. Fouled off of Montgomery. Green Jackets will need four in the ninth. They've allowed five unanswered to go from a 4-3 lead to an 8-4 deficit. The kind of game that, especially on a chilly night like this where you've had to be out in the elements for so long, it just hurts to be on the wrong side of the scoreboard. 2-2. Below the knees. Another close miss. Count goes full on Parrish. Ben Hartle's on deck. He would be the ninth batter of the inning. Keller kicks and deals. Strike three. Got Parrish to chase the changeup. Seth Keller ends back-to-back innings with strikeouts, but the damage comes in waves, and it comes from the Crawdads. Two RBI double for Marquez, two RBI single for Maxton Martin. 8-4, we go to the ninth.
At Wellstar, affiliated with Medical College of Georgia, you're not a member. Even if you are sitting in Section 107, Row C, Seat 16, whether you're visiting our hospital, one of our primary care locations, or medical offices in the Augusta area, Wellstar's all-star medical team always goes to bat for you. Our comprehensive approach to healthcare extends across our statewide network and beyond to care for every aspect of your well-being. We lead the way in healthcare with innovative technology and experienced providers to ensure you have the expertise you need close by. Whether it's preventative screenings or care for complex conditions, your health is in the right hands with a skilled team at Wellstar, highly rated by fans like you. Wellstar, more than healthcare, people care.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. greenjacketsbaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit greenjacketsbaseball.com for more.
A non-save situation, but Michael Valverde comes out anyway and ends the night for Kainoa Wynyard, who's in line for the win after 2 1/3 scoreless innings of relief. The Crawdads having scored 5 unanswered between the 7th and 8th, including 4 in the bottom of inning number 8, to take a commanding 8-4 lead into the 9th inning. Isaiah Drake leads off against Michael Valverde in his second appearance of the week. First pitch fastball misses at 95. Valverde worked 2 hitless innings to close out the game on Wednesday, the 6-3 final, or 6-2 final, beg your pardon. Fastball outside, allowed 1 walk and struck out 2. Drake's 0-for-4, 3 strikeouts, and he reached on an error. Did steal a base once he got aboard. 2-0 from Valverde is fouled back. Nothing but fastballs so far for the 22-year-old righty, who struck out 6 in 3 innings without a run allowed. Big live fastball for Valverde. 95-96 and spins quite frequently. Slider fouled away. 2-2. Everything Valverde has spins. And spinning even harder than it did on Wednesday. Big league average fastball slider spin rate respectively is 22-50 and 25-50. Slider is downstairs. Did not go on the check swing. Valverde already has been 25-50 with its fastball and 2,800 to 2,950 with the slider. Spin rate is a lot of numbers thrown at you, but here's what you need to know. Good spin, high spin on fastball and slider is a good thing. It's harder to hit. 3-2 to Drake. Slider clubbed away off the facing of the Green Jacket dugout. Higher spin on a slider makes it break more sharply. Higher spin on a fastball makes it appear faster. And if you throw a high spin fastball at the top of the zone, it gives the appearance of it rising, which is what Valverde did a couple times Wednesday. The 3-2, slider, ball four. Doesn't matter how hard you spin it if you can't throw it in the zone. And so Drake is on for the second time, working his second walk in the last three games. Leadoff man aboard for Colby Jones, another long one for Augusta tonight. We're the second fastest team by average game time last year. Far and away the longest games this season. Jones takes the breaking ball off the inside corner. Colby's 1-for-3 with a walk and a strikeout. Drake a big lead. Valverde misses inside. Barely came set on that one either, rushing a little bit in the cold. Tomorrow, a 2 o'clock matinee start before the Jackets take the bus back home to SRP Park. Luis Arestegueta will throw for Augusta against Dalton Pence. Slider is strike one on the outside corner. Samuel Mejia expected to follow up behind Arestegueta. Pence will have a plethora of arms behind him, including Agreda and Anasco. Slider up, 3 balls and a strike. Valverde really trying to land that breaking ball. Early on, just working that in against both the righty and the lefty he's seen. Still trying to land it consistently at least. 3-1, ball four. Back-to-back walks to start off the ninth inning. And despite all the momentum sitting with Hickory, this game is not yet over. The Crawdads realize that. And so Landon Hutchison, the pitching coach, is back out for another visit. Drake at second, Jones at first, nobody out. The tying run is on deck. It will still take plenty of doing, and it will take a rather big inning. But if nothing else, the foundation has been set. Crawdads scored 4 runs in that eighth inning on 3 hits and 3 walks. Jackets just couldn't quite keep command. Keller couldn't quite stay ahead. And then the big swing that opened it up, Luis Marquez doubling into the right center gap. Maxton Martin's single would extend the lead, make it 8-4 instead of 6-4. That's certainly benefiting the Crawdads right now. First pitch to Monteverde. He was taking all the way. It's a slider outside. So even on 0-0, after back-to-back walks, it's another slider from Michael Valverde. One out. Slider misses. No, it's called a strike. Low pitch, below the knees. Not especially close either. Good frame from Lopez, but even still. 1-1. That one is a true strike. 1-2. Valverde was given the win on Wednesday, despite the game being out of reach when he threw, by virtue of being the best performer in the eyes of the scorekeeper. 1-2. Outside, first fastball of the at-bat. Came cratering in at 97. So Valverde is 1-0 in 2025. That was his Hickory debut. 2-2. Slider way outside to run the count full. Walk loads the bases with nobody out. Luis Sanchez is next. He has not yet been retired. Strong year last year for Valverde. Nothing but a reliever his whole career. Payoff pitch. Ball four. And Michael Valverde has walked the bases loaded to start the ninth. Drake, Jones, and Monteverde all aboard. Here's Luis Sanchez. 3 walks and a single. See how patient Luis wants to be. He's been plenty patient already. Fans sticking around, hoping for three outs, a W, and then the fireworks start. Valverde, the first pitch slider, is a brilliant delivery for strike one. Sanchez was backing up, both because of the movement and because he was taking. Came in letter high. Slider outside, one and one. Corner infielders are still playing back. The Crawdads will certainly trade a run for two outs if they can potentially spin another double play. They've got two already tonight. 1-1 to Sanchez. Below the knees. Fastball at 97. Even on a cold night. Valverde throwing the gasoline in there. But he falls behind his fourth consecutive hitter. 2-1 pitch. Called strike, a pretty heater on the outside edge. A little bit of run back at the last moment as well. Sanchez has taken four consecutive pitches. Valverde has got fastball and slider both available to him here if he can locate. 2-2. Slider popped away. Valverde delivered a pretty one right at the knees. Tough one to not spin off of. And Sanchez was in protect mode, was also a little bit late. Could see Valverde going back to the fastball here. Two balls and two strikes. Lopez has been phenomenal defensively. Pitch, slider in, nearly got Sanchez. It came back, sure, but Sanchez, who was a bit close to the plate in the right-handed batter's box, nearly wore that one to bring a run in. 3-2. Sanchez standing straight up and down in the right-handed box. The pitch. Strike three. Got him swinging. Slider off the outer edge. First punch out for Valverde. First out of the inning. The slider was at Sanchez's helmet for ball three. Even in that type of situation, you're never going to tell a player to wear one in the dome. But unfortunate, Sanchez couldn't find his way aboard. Here's Matt Gassetti. Gassetti chases strike one on a slider. It's such a firm slider as well for Valverde, 86 to 88, that the combination of speed and movement, when it's located, an incredibly difficult pitch to deal with. Same pitch, same result, and Gassetti's down nothing in two. Middle of the order, all worked walks. Drake, Jones, and Monteverde each flash the patience, and did not chase on the tough sliders. Sanchez strikes out on seven pitches. And now Gassetti behind nothing in two. Bases still loaded. Still no runs in. Valverde kicks and deals. And Gassetti goes down on three straight sliders. High breaking ball. And Mac just got fooled. Final hope of the ball game rests on Jake Steeles, who's still looking for his first hit as a Green Jacket this year. Steeles 0-for-3 with an RBI and a hit-by-pitch so far tonight. Stands deep in the box. Fastball strike one. Pumped in at 97. There is big-time relief potential for Valverde if he finds his command as he grows. Ahead 0-1. Bounced up the middle, base hit. One run scores. Jones speeding around third. He comes in. It's a two RBI single for Jake Steeles. There's hit number one on the year. And it cuts the deficit in half. Tying run is aboard as well. Got on time for the fastball. That's what you need to be able to do at the professional level, is adjust pitch to pitch. And Carlos Maldonado, the manager, is walking out to the mound. Valverde is already at 30 pitches. And just as we saw Luke Sennard end his night in less than an inning way back on Tuesday, because he threw 30 pitches in an inning, Valverde's night ends for the same reason. He faces six batters, and now another relief arm has to come in for the Hickory Crawdads. We'll tell you who that's going to be on the other side of one last break.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet.
Get 1 gig internet with upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for just $60 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
All right, who wants to see something weird? Baker Barroso, yesterday's first baseman, position player, is on for the save. We've seen this before. Fayetteville's first baseman, Juan Santander, had to pick up a save against Lynchburg last year. But in order to make sure that the Crawdads have relief pitchers available for tomorrow, including Anazco, Agreda, Eastley, and Jekyllik, all of whom we thought we might see tonight, catcher by trade, first baseman by occasion, Baker Barroso is coming in to toss in a two-run game, and it is a save situation. Valverde was the last arm available. He went 30 pitches through 15 strikes, walked three, struck out two, but gave up a two-run single to Steels, and Jake Steels made the game 8-6. So now John Heel, who's 0-5, will face a position player. And it's also important to note, this is not the first position player to throw so far this week. Alan Pineda, the Green Jackets' third string catcher, worked a 1-2-3 eighth inning on Wednesday. Carlos Monteverde is out at second. Jake Steels is the tying run at first. Heel will face the soft-tossing position player, and he swings through 72 for strike one. And this fan base is going to go berserk if Baker Barroso gets the save. Heel has to mentally fortify himself. 0-1, low and away. And everybody in this situation faces the difficult task of seriousness. Umpires have to keep the same true strike zone even with the soft-tossing. And so does the defense. 1-1 to Heel. Too high. Barroso is throwing 72-75. It's not a full-on lob like we've seen before. It's also not when Pineda was throwing 85 on Wednesday. 2-1. Ball three. Above the letters. Eric Hartman is on deck. It'll be his first chance to face a position player at the pro level. Unknown if Heel did in either complex league. Three balls and a strike to John Heel. Ball four, bases loaded. Fourth walk of the inning, and the eighth batter of the inning will be Eric Hartman. Steels and Heel are your tying and go-ahead runs respectively. And those are the faster two out of the three. Monteverde, not exactly a speed demon, but he's at third. Here's Eric Hartman. And he got hit. He got hit on the elbow guard. It's a one-run game. It's an RBI hit-by-pitch for Eric Hartman. That brings home Monteverde. And that moves the tying run Steels 90 feet away. So it's all up to Nick Montgomery, who's 0-4. Hartman gets hit. He also gets the RBI. He has two of both tonight. Pitch to Nick Montgomery. Ball one. 8-7 game in the ninth. A one-run contest on a Saturday evening. Position player, catcher, Baker Barroso is on the mound, and Carlos Maldonado is coming out again. What is happening here in Hickory? Maldonado is trying to find a way to spear his team to victory, and this would be the unlikeliest of the now five wins if Hickory does complete this. Both teams at 4-3, both teams 2-2 this week, and 2-1 on opening weekend. It's one thing to use a position player in a four-run deficit, which is what Augusta did on Wednesday. But the fact that Hickory is at the point that your third-string catcher is looking for a save and is one out away from doing so is minor league baseball in 2025 at its finest and most chaotic. Bases loaded, two outs. The 1-0 to Montgomery. Called strike. 71 outside corner. For what Barroso's doing, can't do it better than that. One ball and one strike on the catcher. Barroso coming home. Driven deep out to right center field. Pollard going back into the track, and he slides and makes a fantastic catch. Chandler Pollard takes away the go-ahead hit from Nick Montgomery. And Baker Barroso gets the save. Montgomery hit that one on the screws, and Chandler Pollard takes it away. One of the strangest finishes to a baseball game you've ever seen just happened here in Hickory. A week that began with a no-hitter could be nothing but chaotic, and that's exactly what it was. Montgomery tattooed that pitch deep into right center field. Pollard, who's the fastest player on Hickory's roster, was playing that direction already. He went charging headlong into the gap and slid feet first into the warning track to the point where his spikes nearly collided with the wall, but held on through the slide, survived the ground unlike Dez Bryant, and made just a stupendous play to end a downright wacky Saturday night in Hickory. The Green Jackets score three in the top of the ninth after allowing four runs to give Hickory an 8-4 lead in the bottom of inning number eight. And it's the catcher Baker Barroso who gets the save. After a walk, a hit batsman from Barroso put the tying run at third. Montgomery, if you're going to swing on a position player, he did exactly what he was supposed to do. He stayed within himself. He used all of his power and clocked it. It just happened to be to one of the deeper parts of the ballpark where the speediest of outfielders resided. And Augusta takes what would have been a disappointing loss already and turns it into a confusing and heartbreaking 8-7 final. Kai Winyard gets the win. He's now 2-0 on the season. Seth Keller takes the loss in his 2025 debut, 0-1. And Baker Barroso, in his pitching debut, gets the save. It wasn't pretty. It very rarely is. But on a frigid Saturday night, in 3 hours and 3 minutes, the ball game is won on the final pitch by the Hickory Crawdads. Chandler Pollard makes the game-saving play, taking away what would have been a three-run triple, likely, for Nick Montgomery. That's a game entering the ninth you're not supposed to win if you're Augusta. And then, Valverde does not have his command. He loses the zone. Jake Steeles makes a phenomenal swing for a two-run single. And all of a sudden, it's a two-run game. Valverde is out of bullets, and Carlos Maldonado is out of options. So he goes to a position player. And then, even with a two-run deficit, it starts to feel like a game you should win. The walk loads the bases. The hit-by-pitch to Hartman brings one run in. Honestly, that hit-by-pitch might have been a blessing for Barroso because a base hit likely would have tied the game. Hartman didn't get the chance. He just got hit. And then Nick Montgomery, who has not been able to catch a break since he started the season, puts arguably his best swing of the season onto a 75-mile-per-hour lob from Baker Barroso, and a web gem from Chandler Pollard takes away three RBI. Baseball in the Carolina League. It is beautiful. It is messy. It is at times downright confusing and occasionally terrifying. And we have gotten the good, the bad, and the ugly of Carolina League baseball in the 2025 season already. We have played 8 games. The Green Jackets are 4-4. The Crawdads are 5-3. We've got one more game tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Luis Arestegueta against Dalton Pence. The Green Jackets will be going for the series split and trying to avoid their first series loss of the season. And then Augusta will head back home, host Myrtle Beach, and these two teams will face each other 12 more times over the course of the summer, where we'll have new casts of characters and a whole lot of different types of conundrums and chaotic affairs. Because the only thing certain in this beautiful love story we call minor league baseball is uncertainty. A once in a season type of ending comes to fruition at LP Franz Stadium. And we are done here on the Green Jacket Radio Network, at least for tonight. 1:50, we're live tomorrow. 2 o'clock-ish, first pitch scheduled. The Jackets trying to get a win. Luis Arestegueta with Samuel Mejia behind him. You'll likely see Jacob Gomez, maybe Raben Corona. There's a bunch of arms available for Augusta. And now there's a few extra available for Hickory because Baker Barroso got the save. Position player pitching, he gets the job done. And he can tip his cap to Chandler Pollard for helping him do so. We'll see you tomorrow night, ladies and gentlemen. I've been Noah Adcock-Howeth. Have a wonderful, wonderful weekend.